Progressives want to give more power to those who are in the workplace.
Do you not want people to own private property?
Well, I'm definitely anti-capitalist, I would say. Yeah. So I would say that workers should own the means.
Can we please?
If America's a racist, evil, capitalist country, why would these people want to come here?
Because it's still better than the country that they're in. Because the United States
America's is pretty good.
America's pretty good. He fucking owned him. Was that the debate topic? America's pretty good.
Are you saying that Donald Trump just ignored the entire U.S.
Yes.
intelligence?
Yes, no, literally, that's what he did.
No, he didn't. Yes. That's okay, so that's an interesting disconnect that we have. I mean, Marco Rubio
is not in the intelligence community, you fucking moron.
Clearly laid out what was going on here. And by the way, Donald Trump and every Donald Trump
Department of State, correct him, civics. He's not in the. That's not in the IC. Oh boy, why would he agree to do this? I could understand if it was like Dave Rubin and it was like grade schoolers, like maybe middle schoolers and below. But for other adults, why would Dave Rubin ever agree to this?
You're arguing that things economically were better under Joe Biden.
At the end of his administration, absolutely.
Yeah. So can you give me an example of how?
Yeah, GDP.
Literally anything.
Growth was better off. Real median wage growth was better off. Inflation was better off at the end of his administration. Unemployment was better off at the end of his administration. Way the worst year of job growth in the past 4 years.
What? Dude, don't ever. Assuming you're not an idiot, if you know anything about the media or news, why would you ever ask a lib for examples if they know anything? That's like the worst thing. Oh, can you give me an example? You really think Trump stepped over the line on this? Can you give me an example? Like, how much time you got, dude? Seriously?
Just this last year under Trump's administration, was the Rubin report, did that also accept Russian money?
What show did I do for Russia?
I'm not taking a show for Russia. I'm saying Russia saw you as a stooge who could easily say the talking points that benefited them.
What law is stopping you from doing anything that another person cannot do?
Laws are not protecting trans people. If they were, trans people would not be disproportionately unemployed, unhoused.
What would you like the law to do for you? Again, the law can guarantee equality. It can't guarantee protection, right?
So, yes, it certainly can.
So has wokeness pushed America past the breaking point? Or is the progressive movement the only...
The talking point is supposed to be the law can guarantee, like... equality of opportunity, but not equality of outcome is supposed to be there talking about. I don't know what the fuck.
Sir Tamaga. I'm John Regalado, and from Jubilee Media, this is Surrounded, where one brave soul faces a room full of disagreeers. Today, we're unpacking what it means to be far left, the backlash to wokeness, and what your vote stands for in the upcoming midterm election. I'm here with our featured guest, conservative commentator Dave Rubin. Welcome.
It's good to be here.
Are y'all ready to debate, Dave? Let's begin.
I'm Dave Rubin of The Rubin Report, and today I'm surrounded by the far left. My first surrounded claim is that wokeism did more damage to America than Trump ever did.
All right, if you would like to debate this claim, please get to the center in 3, 2, 1.
He's quick.
Yes, I am.
So I find it interesting that you think wokeism has done so much damage to America as opposed to Donald Trump. Wokeism did not kick 17 million Americans off of their health insurance through Medicaid. Wokeism didn't start a disastrous war with Iran that has now led to inflation outpacing wage growth. Wokeism hasn't ripped up institutions or attempted even to destroy free speech, even by your standards, because Ronald Reagan appointed judge ruled that the Trump administration was violating the First Amendment by attempting to deport, arrest, and detain students and faculty members on college campuses for protesting for Palestine. Wokeism, to me, doesn't even have remotely as disastrous as a track record as Donald Trump.
Well, how would you define wokeism? I guess we should start with that.
I think wokeism is a pejorative term that's used to describe left-wing cultural politics.
Right, and what do you think left-wing cultural politics are?
I'd say left-wing cultural politics include just the broad attitudes towards social justice, especially for minority groups that are faced persecution in various ways.
Okay, so I think the simplest way to define wokeism is basically collectivism on steroids, and usually as it applies...
Dude, fuck that stupid fucking guy in YouTube chat shouldn't have said this. It's all 2016 talking points. It really is. It's just going to be... Rubin was literally ripped from 2016 and then transplanted into every single year he exists, and it's just the same thing. It's collectivism, honestly. Really? That's what wokeness is? Collective? It's just so... Fuck.
Applies to race and gender, meaning that you should be judged based on the color... You actually should be judged based on the color of your skin and your sexuality.
Like, I'm pretty sure he said this shit, like, verbatim, like, 10 years ago. I feel like I've watched and listened to him argue this shit verbatim 10 years ago.
And your gender and a whole bunch of immutable characteristics, and depending on where those fall on the left's kind of hierarchy of importance, that's kind of how you can parse out where people should be and how important their ideas are.
So even assuming your characterization to be an accurate characterization, which I don't necessarily take...
Right, we're going to have a lot of trouble getting to a fair agreement on wokeism.
Can you actually demonstrate that wokeism has, for example, skyrocketed inflation to outpace wage growth the way that Donald Trump's...
Well, DEI and affirmative action ruined every industry. I can't prevent any of that, by the way, but it did.
A war of aggression on Iran has done. Can you demonstrate that wokeism has violated the First Amendment by arresting students and faculty members on college campuses?
Okay, well, yes, I can.
So, yeah, because people got canceled. Hello?
Let's start. Well, first off, the disastrous war, the quote-unquote disastrous war that you're talking about. You're talking about a 40-day military operation that stopped.
Wasn't it originally just going to be like in and out one bombing thing? And then it was going to be like 2 weeks? And then it was just going to be like, maybe a month? How many days are we in now, by the way? Hold on. How many days into the U.S.-Iran war are we in? Where are we at right now on this? 94 days. Wait.
Stopped an apocalyptic regime from getting a nuclear bomb and exporting terrorism throughout the world. That we're now in an economic embargo of them. Right, we've basically done a blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. So to say it's a disastrous war, we've done a blockade. We did lose. Hang on. We did lose 13 of our soldiers, and that is
terrible.
And killed
over 200
children. But things happen in war, right? Well, things do happen in war.
Hold on, listen. I agree. But that's why war should be a last option. If Donald Trump wanted to prevent the Islamic Republic of Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon, he could have just stuck with the Iran nuclear deal.
Okay. I don't know who this guy is, but this guy is very sharp. He was like disarming and moving through. So like he could have fought on the whole definition of wokeness or whatever, but he didn't. He granted it. He's like, okay, let's say fine. So how is it a bit more damaging than like this war or whatever, right? He could have fought on that last thing that Dave Rubin said, bad things happen in war. And he's like, and rather than fighting on it, it's like, yeah, they do, which is why it should be a last resort, right? It's very, very quick, very good. Fuck, he's going to say the most retarded shit in the universe in 1 minute. I'm ready.
Iran did not enrich past the 3.67. Wait, they didn't enrich past the 3.67% agreed upon in the JCPOA. They only got to 60% after Donald Trump left that deal and started doing aggressive actions.
I must say, I'm impressed with your talking points. You've got impressive talking points.
Talking points? He has been dynamically engaging with everything you said. What is the talking point? He's just giving you a couple facts. You're the one that rattled off some pointless fucking talking points.
You memorized them well. They're not correct, but I am impressed.
Okay.
True. That was my response.
First off, the Iranians admitted in the negotiations right before the war started that they were enriching past what they were allowed to. That's number one. Number two, you also have to go on the...
That doesn't contradict anything he just said, but okay.
Assumption. You also have to go on the assumption or acceptance that can you agree or verify their claims? It's one thing to say, oh, this is what we're doing, this is what we are agreed to, et cetera, but you have to be able to verify that. And the idea that we have people on the ground or the UN or some third-party organization that can verify what they're actually doing with underground nuclear sites and a whole bunch of other things is I would say, quite a leap of faith.
That's literally what we had going on, though. Do you think they verified it with a vibe check? Do you think they just asked Grok?
You want to trust but verify.
Can I respond to that?
Sure.
So the IAEA and...
Trust but verify. That is not how you talk about enemies that you've made treat. That's not even the right way to apply this quote. I think this guy actually might have like a brain issue, like some degenerative, like I think something is happening here. Trust but verify. There was such an inappropriate... He's literally just talking points. Like, they've said these stupid things so much. Trust but verify is supposed to be a thing that you say with about like things that are quasi-friendly. So like, the government, will we trust but verify? Or like, my boss, yeah, trust but verify. Or, like, I guess... I'm sorry. I hate this guy so much. Anon, thank you for the $25.
And U.S. intelligence said that Iran did not enrich past the 3.67% prior to Donald Trump ripping up and stepping out of the Iran nuclear deal in, I believe it was 2017, 2018.
So in these negotiations.
Because Steve Donald Trump ripped up the Iran nuclear deal to begin with, that's the only reason why.
Let's try it.
Engage with it. He can't.
Right. The IAEA assessments agree with me, and Tulsi Gabbard, our director of national intelligence, testified in front of Congress last year. According to the entire intelligence community, Iran did not have a nuclear weapons program.
Okay. That they didn't have a nuclear weapons program, they were enriching past the point that they were allowed to for civilian use. Everyone knows that. But do you understand the weaponization process is different than the regime? Do you think the Iranian regime before this war,
do you think they were good guys or do you think they were bad guys? Do you think they were good guys or do you think they were bad guys?
Regime that has oppressed the people of Iran for 40 years.
Bad guys.
Do you think that was a good regime? Would you say that was-
I pre-watched. Sorry, that's why I was late today. I pre-watched this fucking retard.
Was it good government? Would you like to live under those people? Were they progressive in any way? Do they hold any of the values that any of you guys hold?
No, but we don't just start wars on countries whose policies...
Yes, correct. Thank you. That's right.
...we disagree with or who are oppressive to their own people.
Good job. Yep, that's right.
We're actually an ally to Saudi Arabia.
That's correct as well. If that was the standard we're going to go by, a whole bunch of our own allies, we'd have to, you know, kind of look sideways at. Nice for bringing up Saudi Arabia, too. He doesn't bring up Israel. That's a super controversial one. But Saudi Arabia, that's true. We do support all the monarchs. We give a fuck ton of money to Egypt. These are not democracies, and they're not always the best when it comes to human rights.
And Mohammed bin Salman.
We didn't remove Saddam Hussein in 91. Okay, that motherfucker was on some crazy shit.
Politics we disagree with or who are oppressive to their own people. We were actually an ally to Saudi Arabia and Mohammed bin Salman ripped up.
That I agree with. You don't. You don't do that.
Okay,
we got something. All right, we got something. We have agreement.
Ooh, why did he? I don't know why this guy agreed to this. I don't know why Dave Rubin agreed to this.
Human rights violations in Gaza.
I'm shocked that Israel came up. Israel, the only place that has any of the progressive values that any of you guys share.
Really? This is perfect. Because one of the things that you told me in the beginning of this conversation was that wokeism was judging people based on characteristics and collective thought. Israel is literally centered around the prioritization of the Jewish people.
No, not the Israel. No, you stayed away from Israel. Don't get sucked into Israel. No.
Well, as a matter of policy, that is literally collectivist thought. Oh, so you must hate Israel too. You must think that that's the ultimate.
That is true though. That's kind of goofy. That's a good point. I guess I'll take it. It's literally a Jewish majority state. You hate collectivism and woke shit. Isn't this kind of like the ideal collectivist?
That's the ultimate form of collective identity, right?
How many Muslim countries are there?
So you're just pivoting?
To the new talking point. How many Muslim countries are there? How many of those countries are allowing gay people to get married? What are gay rights like in Muslim countries, by the way?
I'm going to answer
Is Israel collectivist?
How many Muslim countries are there?
I'm sure there are a lot of Muslim countries. There are a lot more Muslims than...
Yeah.
Isn't it like 64? Nintendo 64.
And Jews.
Well, just ballpark. How many Muslim countries are there?
I would probably maybe say, like, let's say between 10 to 20, maybe.
All right, you're off by about 40. There's about 52 or 53 Muslim countries.
Yeah.
Fuck.
In any of those countries, how's it going for minorities, women, gays, Christians, Jews?
Yeah. Not good. We should go to war with all of them.
I can say that other nations, it's extraordinarily repressive. But
we got to pause there. You've been voted out by the majority.
Okay.
Please return to your seats.
It's been fun. Oh, she had it. All right.
Dave.
All right, hi.
Good to meet you. I'm actually a big fan. I've been watching you since, like, all the way back in the Sam Harris era.
Oh, yeah?
And then I remember you
softening me up, okay.
No, you brought on, like, Stephen Molyneux, like, the white nationalist. And I was like, this guy just loves ideas. He just loves all different types of ideas. I love that. But, yeah, just want to talk right now specifically about the difference between progressive values and the MAGA coalition.
Sure.
It seems to me that all the ills that are attributed to wokeism are typically things that people find annoying. So people being overly, you know, policey about their pronoun usage or talking about specific groups that might seem extremely marginalized. That's what I typically hear from the right. I don't hear like a degradation of like society unless it's the far theocratic right. And I don't think that you ascribe to that. Would you call yourself a theocrat?
I mean, I wrote the best-selling book on classical liberalism, so it's funny. I get called a conservative.
Do you think he has read cover to cover a single political theory book in his entire fucking life? I would be... just so ashamed. This is why people are like, oh, you should write a book. Motherfucker, whatever subject I would write on, I'm sure there's a million books written better. Except for maybe how to fight the snarkers, okay? Or how to pave it on your own as a pro gamer. The audacity for somebody so fucking stupid. This is like an Idiocracy moment. You know that I wrote the best-selling book ever on classical liberalism, which is just Democrats without all the cringe shit. Classical liberalism.
And I don't think that you ascribe to that. Would you call yourself a theocrat?
I mean, I wrote the best-selling book on classical liberalism, so it's funny. I get called a conservative all the time. I actually happen to be a liberal in the truest sense. In the truest sense.
In the traditional sense.
Liberal.
You should join
Unfortunately. progressives are not liberal as a general rule of thought. Yeah.
Yeah, for me.
What does that even, I wonder if he even knows what that means. What does liberalism even mean to you?
I just feel like that type of like annoyance that wokeism presents to the world is a lot less dangerous than like, I don't know, the coalition that you're a part of that like condemns people for having children when they're in gay marriages or says things like, you know.
Toenail 11. Thank you for the 3 gifted subs in Kick Chat.
People that are of particular sexual orientations don't deserve the same equal rights. Well, would you say that that's something that's dangerous?
A coalition is going to have all sorts of people in it. So
it's like
MAGA, if we were talking
ideological
about
diversity,
if we were talking about what MAGA is, what I like about MAGA actually is that it's not a specific set of you have to believe this exact set, right?
Right.
You have to believe
so
these exact
some people in MAGA can
things.
Believe like gay couples can have kids, and others can believe like that's degeneracy and those people need to be jailed.
Well,
those are like the different ideas.
Well, actually, the tough answer to that is yes, as long as you're not trying to litigate someone's life. I am around a lot of conservatives all the time.
What do you think they try to do?
Time and particularly Christian conservatives, let's say, they generally are not for gay marriage. By the way, there's not one mosque in the United States that performs gay marriages, which is worth noting.
Why are you so focused on Muslims today?
What, bro? We are obsessed with Muslims. Why? The talking points went out, I think, a few months ago related to Mamdani. Jesus.
Well, I'm just giving you a fact. But what I have found consistently, you know, Donald Trump was the first incoming first-time president that was for gay marriage.
I actually really
Barack,
want to talk about
Barack
that.
Obama was not for gay marriage when he first came in.
And not until
2013. So what I would say is the MAGA movement, I mean, look, Scott Bessent, who's the Treasury Secretary, is married to a man and has kids. Peter Thiel is married to a man and has kids. Douglas Murray is one of the greatest voices we have in conservatism, happens to be gay.
Yeah.
For the most part, people on the right actually believe in individual rights and don't really care. But that doesn't mean that everyone has to have the same religious perspective on everything.
But you've been around the block for a long time. And just like you alluded to, in 2016, Trump held up a flag that said LGBTQ for Trump. He was asked in a CBS interview, would you let Caitlyn Jenner use the bathroom that she wants to in your hotels? He said absolutely. He didn't have a problem.
He actually gave a better answer than that. He said, I'm a hotel builder. If you told me I had to build one bathroom, that would be fine with me. I think it's a great answer.
But that's what's crazy is that evolution has changed so much to the current MAGA movement. The MAGA movement
said that
Donald Trump would absolutely not say that somebody could use the bathroom aligned to their gender identity. He specifically banned that. And not just that, but he's also just called for he specifically wrote an executive order that
there's a reason though. Trust me, a real good reason. You're about to find out. Get ready.
Classifies far leftist groups like pro-transgender groups as a danger to the country,
right.
Which often the entire military can go after. That is insane. That is absolutely a violation of people's individual rights.
All right, so you want to talk about the trans issue sort of broadly,
Notice how he can never respond to a fucking point. The thing that I hate is that, like, that Reason guy, I don't hate him, but, and like Brad Palumbo on that show earlier, they're like, this is freedom of speech. No, it's not. This is not like the marketplace of ideas. Like, Dave Rubin would be disqualified. I firmly believe the framers of the Constitution would look at someone like Dave Rubin and they would say, not him, not him. That's one of the people that this doesn't apply to. This guy's fucking retarded, not him. Not that one.
Talk about the MAGA coalition. What I can tell you, what I can tell you, liberty, right. Yet wants to police the way that people express
themselves. But what are they
doing? That also wants to police people's bodies, that want to go after people specifically because of their ethnicity.
Right.
None of that.
Okay, so Donald Trump is in the middle of his second term. Gay marriage is here, it's passed, it's a just cause. I believe in individual rights.
Wait, you're friends with Michael Moles, right?
Yeah.
So what's that coalition again called? I think it's like Less Equal, that's trying to actually get rid of Obergefell and overturn gay marriage. Does that not concern you?
Well, first off, I've never heard of that specific organization, but what I can tell you.
You're friends with them!
Oh, I didn't see that. That's the first time I'm hearing of it.
Michael is part of. I just don't know what you're talking about. But what I would
look it up right now,
it's called
Less Than. And it's Lila Rose, Michael Knowles. I think it's what's that guy's name at the Daily Wire, the head one.
Okay, but that's not Donald Trump.
I understand they want to go away from this.
No, that's not Donald Trump. That's not the head of the party. I have friends. Well, first off, Michael and I are friends, but there is a cap on our friendship. There actually is.
How are you friends with someone who doesn't want you to be in love, my man?
He doesn't want me to be in love. He's had dinner at my house with his wife. My husband cooked for him.
That's against God. So I want to have a word with him.
No. But think about what you're saying. No. Think about what I'm saying. In your name, wait. Hold on, champ. You know, in your
this guy's like barely gotten to talk, and he's gonna get voted off.
In your world of how tolerant you are showing me, you are. You're actually showing a remarkable amount of intolerance.
Oh my God! This is like the conversation earlier. But if you believe in freedom of speech, aren't we being anti-freedom of speech by saying that people can't be pro-terrorists and come and speak? Isn't that anti-freedom of speech?
Because although I don't know the group that you're talking about, Michael Knowles...
This is like pushing somebody's head underwater and saying, I thought you said you need oxygen to live. Doesn't H2O owe me oxygen? It's like this... It's so fucking stupid. I'm not going to make it through this whole video. How long? We're almost done.
As a human being, has been to my house, and my husband has cooked him lamb, and we have enjoyed evenings together and shared personal moments and all of those things. Now, do we agree on absolutely everything? Of course the answer to that is no. And if Michael was Michael or anyone else was
trying... It's every debate tactic, too. Like, didn't this guy say he wanted to murder your daughter? And it's like, okay, so we don't agree on every single topic. Yeah, we don't agree on everything. Like, who are you even talking to?
Trying to lead some organization that was going to go against my civil rights. Well, that is where obviously we would have our difference of opinion,
really,
of course.
Dave, but I also.
This is also an issue with white people too. Okay, this is the letter. This is the Birmingham letter where MLK was like, "You can't put a fucking IP ban 20 days on my freedom." Okay, there is no timetable. All right, the white moderate. This idea of white people who never have to suffer anything, who are like, oh. Civil rights and all of these things, these are just perspectives. We can just have a reasonable disagreement on them. And it's like, yeah, because it's not affecting you. You have the privilege of arguing from a dispassionate position that really doesn't impact you at the end of the day.
So respect, but I also respect people's religious beliefs. They're allowed to have their religious beliefs. Their religious beliefs are not allowed to legislate my life. This is all very separate from the trans thing, which obviously I sense is going to come up a few more times.
I'll just say real quick, I'm not trying to come after you. I believe that you should have the full liberty to have the family of your choice. Yeah. But what I will say is I'm glad Michael treats you with respect individually when you guys are together. But when he goes in front of this platform and says that a video of two gay men having a child is the most disgusting thing that he's ever seen, which is a quote, you can look up the tweet. Michael said that child is in one of the most dangerous situations.
Maybe Michael Knowles thinks that they were birthed and that's the gross part, maybe?
He can think of, which is crazy to think of all the abusive parents that actually live in this society, regardless of sexual orientation. And you're gonna look at.
Or I just feel like, wouldn't ISIS videos be more gross?
Happy family.
I don't know, man.
And say this is disgusting. That should feel like a violation.
So I didn't see that video, but if what you're asking me is do I agree with, let's just say what you said is true. Do I agree with Michael's point on that? Of course, the answer is no.
But that is the coalition.
No.
That is the ideology.
No, that's not the coalition. No, that's not the coalition.
That is the administration.
You're taking a very specific person and you're saying.
Is it a small specific?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yes. Oh, it is.
No,
that's completely absurd. That's completely absurd.
We got to pause there. You've been voted out by the majority. Yeah.
Give me turn.
All right.
Dave Rubin's credentials to be a liberal from 9 years ago. Kind of a wild 2 to 4 minutes to watch.
Since we have so many new subscribers around here, I thought I'd lay out some of my liberal cred for you in case you missed it. I'm so for gay marriage. I even married a guy. I'm pro-choice. I'm against the death penalty. I'm for a social safety net. I'm for a strong public education system. I'm for legalizing marijuana. I'm for reforming our prison system. And I'm against unnecessary wars and nation building. There's other stuff too, but I'm pretty sure I just made my point right there. Beyond any of those specific issues, though, I'm for true tolerance of opinion and thought. My liberalism is one of a live and let live attitude. This, of course, is where I diverge from the modern left. I see virtually no diversity of thought or tolerance of other opinions on the left today, just constant smearing and slandering of all intellectual opponents. Take a step back for a moment and think about your friends on the left. Are they tolerant of people who aren't for gay marriage or of people who are pro-life? These used to be just political differences, and now they are somehow a referendum on what type of person you are and whether you can be
in someone's life at all. I wish this intolerance was an isolated case, but not only have I seen this type of intolerance firsthand in my life, but I hear it from you guys every single day. I get emails about marriages breaking up, lifelong friends no longer talking to each other, and people afraid to say what they think politically because of repercussions they'll have at work. And by the way, now let me reverse that. Do you know people on the right who are tolerant of people who are for gay marriage and who are pro-choice? I actually do, plenty of them, including several people who I've had on this show. When there's a disagreement, I see way more people on the right, conservatives or libertarians, more often willing to agree to disagree rather than to defriend or to smear. Could the right be better? Are there real bigots on the right? Absolutely. And are there real racists on the right? Yes, of course, without question. But by and large, these aren't the voices from the mainstream right anymore. Let's not forget.
Like, these are the people who go outside of abortion clinics and hold up signs of like rotting fetuses and be like, this is your baby right now. You're going to rip its spine out and murder it. Also, I really don't even like, I don't appreciate the dichotomy here between agree to disagree and like are more violent about said rights, you know? Like, let's say that you have like, let's say if you split society and you have a group of men and a group of women and you guys are having a conversation on whether or not every single woman in society's new job should be like a forced sex slave, right? Well, I notice that when you talk to these people, all of the women seem to be like very aggressive about it. They've like ruined friendships and cut family members off. All the men seem to be pretty chill, though. Like, some of them will, you know, are kind of strong, and others will agree to disagree. And, you know, I appreciate this. Like, yeah, it's easy to agree to disagree when none of your shit is at stake, you fucking moron. The reason why you can agree to disagree on the right is because Obama, after 8 years, didn't give you socialism. Clinton, after 8 years, didn't give you communism and socialism. It's because you're never really under attack. It's easy to agree to disagree because nothing is ever really truly threatening you. It's like trans people in bathrooms and schools that you don't go to anymore. It's just like, it's, yeah, obviously.
Good grab.
I want to go to your prompt in a second, but I just wanted to address. So I actually come from a Christian background. I spent a lot of my career debating Christian nationalists. And even the nicest Christian nationalists, they do want to take your rights. I spend a lot of time talking to these people, even the really nice ones. So I just want to be careful. And I guess I want to say, like, I remember when you posted about having your kids on Twitter, which congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
The comments.
Didn't you agree that political thought on the right is a little more diverse and accepted within the movement? As long as they support Trump, yeah. But it's not that the thought is more diverse. It's just that most of them aren't thinking. So they can have like more room for whatever the fuck, because they don't give a fuck. They just want you to support the candidate.
Where I want to say, like, I remember when you posted about having your kids on Twitter, which congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
The comments were horrifying. I don't know if you remember, but it was Christian nationalist.
But that's okay. It's just people practicing their freedom of speech. And that's okay. I can just buck them. It's just freedom of speech.
And Republicans tearing you and your husband down for having a child.
Well, you should also note there was a lot of love. There was an awful lot of love from an awful lot of conservatives and liberals and people across the board and everything else. The way the internet operates.
Your opinion on Dave Rubin 8 years ago in the first 5 seconds. What is this? I hate it that this little fucking spoiled ass little fucking cuck fuckboy. Hold on. Okay, true. Nothing's changed.
Is people only focus on the negative. So was there a whole bunch of nasty
Which
comments?
Side did it
was there
come
a whole
from
bunch more? Of nasty? What?
Yes. Let's be honest. Let's just be honest. Which side?
For that?
For that? He's like, well, I could say conservative, probably conservative. He's going to say, actually, it was actually about liberals, which I found crazy because they were attacking me for being gay and conservative. I actually got more hate from the liberals on this. No, he's going to say conservatives on this. He should grant it to her. She was super empathetic and everything, right?
If you're asking me about for that specific
Democrats,
post, it was
Democrats.
No, for that specific post, it was mostly people on the right, for sure.
Okay, thank you.
But,
who were attacking him.
Yeah, I fully acknowledge that. Absolutely. 99% of the hate that I get is from people that are in this circle.
Sure, so it's
I
went, definitely so, for being gay.
What? No, no,
it's
well,
for supporting
no, no, no,
going
no, no,
after
no, no,
the
no, 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 no.
It's for supporting
it's not for being gay, like
an
the act
authoritarian,
of gay.
Desiring, probably demented old man. So going back to the prompt of wokeism, it seems like you defined it as intersectionality.
Ooh, she yanked the chains back from him. He was trying to go in another direction and she yanked it back.
Some collectivization based on
demographic
factors.
Yeah, we can basically
So wokeism
that.
Is intersectionality.
It is a piece, well, intersectionality is a piece of wokeism. If you're going to group people on these immutable characteristics, and then you decide based on this, we've got to put black people up here, we've got to put white guys down here, gays are going to be above the straights, trans will be above the gays, you know, you have this endless hierarchy.
And what specific policy harms have happened?
I mean, quite literally, the easiest one would be college admissions. I mean,
that Supreme Court was rolled back under Biden. So it's cured? It's all gone now? We don't have to worry about it anymore?
We know that Harvard.
I thought colleges were like woke places where woke losers all gathered anyway. So why the fuck do you even care? Like, I'm so sorry. As an American, with everything going on in the world, actually, fuck it. Even just in your own country, if you think that there is a singular movement that is more harmful than MAGA, and the go-to thing that you have when somebody asks you, "Damn, well, what's? Tell me the harm they've caused," and you're like, "Have you seen the affirmative action in college admissions? Get this is very unserious. The fuck out of here, fucking moron. You don't even deserve a seat at the table."
And other colleges were discriminating against mostly white and Asian students because they were there. They wanted more diversity and they were allowing students of color with lesser grades to get in.
Wow.
As a general rule,
if we're worried about universities, who's cutting their funding?
Well,
who's
agree,
science?
Oh, true. This guy's name is David, right? He did the Unfuck event with us. This guy is also very sharp and he's super young too.
Do you agree that that happened?
To some degree, I think it was overblown to a large degree.
Yeah,
affirmative action basically ended, I think, in the early 2000s, but a lot of these issues were clamped on pretty quickly. And
that's not right.
I might have been right in California, but that's okay. Dave doesn't know the facts either, so who cares?
True is that when you look at the reason
why... Well, you could look at corporations. I mean, all these...
Dave Rubin doesn't even know! He doesn't even know! This is what I've said before. You can just make shit up in front of conservatives, and they'll just be like, oh, shit, and they'll roll with it, because they have no fucking idea what the fuck they're talking about! Affirmative action getting rolled back under Biden was a pretty big Supreme Court case. The fact that Dave Rubin doesn't even know that, when this is like one of his go-to massive talking points, like, how fucking... whatever.
These corporations that have their DEI stickers. I was just on a Delta flight. They still have their DEI sticker on there.
DEI sticker.
DEI is not inherently a bad thing. Why would diversity ever be a problem for anyone?
Well, diversity in and of itself is not a problem. But
of
if you
course.
Say we are going to hire people and we are going to factor in all of these immutable characteristics inherently by saying we're going to elevate one group of people, you are going to have to discriminate against another group.
Do you
of
have
people.
A diverse?
And that actually is racism.
Do you have
and
a diverse,
bigotry.
Unique experience based on your gayness that other people will never have?
I'm sorry?
Does your gayness give you insight into certain experiences that other people simply will not have because they're not gay?
Well, I suppose as a gay person, I do have experiences.
Damn!
Ooh, she even makes the DEI argument. Uh-oh. Careful!
That some people don't have.
And you probably have knowledge
that was
and experiences.
Did you not catch that?
You got that.
Okay.
I mean, lots of people do. All sorts of crazy
okay.
sex.
Yeah. All right, yeah.
But the issue is that what we're talking about here when we come to diversity...
But I wouldn't want that to have anything. I wouldn't want that to have anything to do with me being hired.
Sure.
Really? Your identity is just totally irrelevant to any hiring whatsoever, no matter what? You don't think that there's any job ever where having a certain type of workforce or having a more diverse workforce or having a people with a certain set of experiences could ever help you ever? That's impossible. It's unfathomable.
Sure, but it's really hard to compare. So, sir, let's say I grant you all of the woke harms.
Yeah.
The issue is that it didn't take us to Iran. It didn't kill schoolgirls. It didn't right now crush with the FCC and kick multiple people off of air and threaten to pull things. It's not burning books in Florida.
Who's been kicked off air?
Jimmy Kimmel got kicked off of air. ABC was regularly under threat for doing these things. The FCC says
it. Colbert is gone now as well, right?
ABC
FCC president came out after Trump called them and said that we can't have these type of things. They crushed James Tallarico. But this has happened over and over again. There are books being burned.
James Tallarico is the nominee right now.
They crushed his appearance.
What do you mean they crushed his appearance?
The FCC wouldn't allow his appearance.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've literally...
Oh, I didn't see that. That's the first time I'm hearing of it.
I guarantee you there is a video of him talking about... I don't believe that. Hold on.
Really no idea.
I think you're talking about Colbert's show.
Yeah, yeah, it was a pretty big deal, right? So they had to air it online because they didn't want to violate this weird norm that the DOJ, or not the DOJ, the FCC historically has like never really enforced against, I think, late night talk shows or whatever.
You've been voted out by the majority.
I got slow, bro. How's it going, Dave?
You're quick. How you doing?
So I just quickly wanted to recognize, I love this, by the way, you have a very unconventional household. And wokeism has brought you that household, right? To live with your husband, to have your two children, or conceive through surrogacy. And I appreciate
wokeism didn't bring that. Equal rights.
So wokeism is...
What do you do?
I define it, as I do it personally, is looking to expand on already existing civil liberties, right? To ensure America practices what it preaches, equal protections, inclusion of everybody, democracy, etc. So it's not a policy prescription, it's a social prescription. Donald Trump is president. He's the head of the executive branch. He has a trifecta, a judiciary that's on his side. Donald Trump's violent. Donald Trump's destroying the pillars of America, democracy, negative rights, the rule of law, our constitution. The list goes on and on. So I'm just curious to see what institutional damage has wokeism done? And if you want to engage with Trump being violent, that'd be nice.
Well, I mean, I just don't agree with anything you said there, period. First off, wokeism isn't what led to, say, gay marriage. What led to gay marriage is a fight for equality under the law. If you believe that heterosexual marriage, that an adult should be able to engage in any sort of contract with another adult, then that has to be equal.
Okay, when does the state of play start and how long does it last? Tell me.
Well, that's what equal protection, which you just mentioned, is. And that's actually what the decision was based on.
Yes.
So that was not wokeism. That was the promise of America, which is the promise of individual rights and equal opportunity. As for a few of the other things that you said there, again, if we could do that, you want to do the ramping again.
No, I said... Donald Trump is violent.
Yeah, so Donald Trump is violent in what sense?
I also want to mention you. The reason why you left the left, correct me if I'm wrong, is because you believe progressives were turning to authoritarianism. Am I correct there?
I mean, there was...
You said you can't deny it.
Settle down, Chip. There was a panopoly of reasons that I did.
That's one of them, correct?
Yeah.
Correct there?
I mean, there was...
You said you can't deny it.
Settle down, Chip. There was a panopoly of reasons...
Damn, is that a real word? Panoply?
Reasons that I did.
That's one of them, correct?
Yeah.
Do you think it's authoritarian for the president of the United States to call for the death of 6 active members of the legislature for making a video that is totally fine and legal?
It's interesting. Oh, well, first off, you talk...
He didn't call for the death. He said that based on the prosecution, okay, in court. Kay from YouTube, thank you for the 10 gifted tier 2 subs! I like how in court is their version of in Minecraft.
The video where they basically, Mark Kelly and several of these guys were basically saying, if you're in the military, you can go against, you know, Trump and all those things.
Is that really what they said, though? I like how we can't even summarize it correctly. This guy's fucking brain is fried on something. There's no way these are real human beings. I can't fucking believe it, dude, that they're this pathetic.
Well, first off, there are some legal actual reasons that perhaps
not.
You should not, as a former member of the military, be telling
the punishment for making videos is death. Yeah. I forgot. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Did anyone,
hang on,
did
George Washington
did, did anyone get put to death? Did,
does it matter? Did anyone get put to death?
Did anyone get put to death?
For the death of members of the legislature?
And is anyone in trouble? Is anyone in trouble because of that? You're missing the difference.
No, you're saying Donald Trump. Okay, hold on. Let's just understand the prompt here. You said wokeism has done more damage than Donald Trump ever did.
So explain the damage.
Can you tell me a single time wokeism is doing something remotely similar?
Remotely similar as Donald Trump being slightly sarcastic.
I can give you damage.
Let me explain.
I can give you damage.
Oh, the president was being slightly sarcastic. Oh.
Hold on, Let me explain something to you. Donald Trump, all you need to know about, for anyone of you guys that think that Donald Trump's coming for you because you're gay or you're trans or something like that, or you're black or anything else, might I recommend you just read Art of the Deal, which Donald Trump wrote about 4 years ago.
It's terrible. It's just disgusting.
Okay, but you can dismiss it. You can dismiss it. But Donald Trump gave you his playbook 40 plus years ago, he gave you the playbook on how he negotiates. He leads with crazy
things. This is irrelevant to what I'm currently talking about.
No, it's completely
irrelevant. You asked me about damage. I'll give you examples. You don't want because you know you're going to get fried.
No,
that is the truth. Donald Trump tried to rewrite the Constitution via executive order with executive order 14160, and it was followed up by 14160. Where they use this to target individuals for pro-Palestinian speech like Mahmoud Khalil. And this is already ruled upon, by the way.
Right.
I'm sure you know about this, correct? Yeah.
Okay, first
of all, there is... Can the president do that?
There's a difference.
Hold on, there's a difference between
exercising free speech. There's a difference between exercising free speech and closing down a campus and not letting students get... You're an interesting character.
Yeah.
No, you seem nice. There's a difference between exercising free speech, which I will always defend your free speech, no matter how noxious it is, and closing down campuses. No, they weren't. No, Mahmoud Khalil and all of these masked Hamas jihadis.
He was almost supported with no cause, and it's literally in the documents of the case.
Well, first off, Marco Rubio has illustrated the point many, many times. If you're here on a green card or a student visa or anything else, you don't have the
If you're here on a green card, oh my God. Oh, what a fuck. I can't even say anything because I got banned from this fucking... Jesus Christ. Here on a green card. Hey, Deepa Koti, thank you for the 5 gifted subs, buddy.
Vaccine protections that you don't.
Congress shall make no law what?
No. For people that are citizens of the United States of America.
What's the precedent for that?
Wait a minute.
So Donald Trump tried to sign an executive order rewriting the birthright citizenship clause of the 14th Amendment. Where'd he get this power?
Let me ask you something. Is it authoritarian?
This is like a hitman, bro.
Hold on. You're not going to.
You gotta let me chat here for a second. Listen. So let's say you and your girlfriend went on vacation. Bora Bora. You show up to the most beautiful place on earth, and she's 7 months pregnant, and she then gives birth in Bora Bora. You think your child should be a citizen of French Polynesia, Bora Bora?
And you think that's just solely principle? And I'm sorry, the president cannot defy because he doesn't like
the president.
That's our country.
No,
that is an example of damage to America.
You can fight it in the courts.
He doesn't like the courts. He ignores them. Prior to the Alien Enemies Act removals, Emile Beauvais.
We're out of time. We gotta stop there.
Okay, got you.
My next round claim.
I'm only 25 minutes through this. Bro, did you watch
any
of this?
Has it been good?
This guy is fucking retarded.
Dave Rubin?
Yes.
You're telling me now for the first time that a conservative's a retard.
Super. I think that this guy, I think he's a foreign op or something.
Who would win, him or Nick Shirley?
You can't just like ask a...
That's a hard one, I
know. You can't just like ask a question like that. This is like a Goku versus Vegeta. Or this is like
well,
a hard
an
one.
To that
Jesus.
One.
Is there?
Goku wins. Yeah.
Always?
Yeah. Literally every time, except for I think when he was taken over by
Majin Buu.
Majin Buu or whatever the memer.
Are you sure he doesn't win that one, idiot?
I said except for that time, but that wasn't really Goku. Oh, he won a recent spar in the manga? Okay.
Yeah. Don't talk if you haven't read the manga.
Come on. Put the video in the bag.
I don't know. Okay. All right.
Are you done with your emails?
Yeah, I finished them.
Were any of them good?
All of them are good.
Still vote for Democrats in 2026. You're voting for broken cities, broken schools, and broken borders.
Oh.
If you'd like to debate this claim, get to the chair in 3, 2, 1.
Hey, how are you, Santana?
Can you explain a little bit about what you mean, broken cities, broken schools, broken borders?
Uh-huh. Sure. Well, broken cities, I would basically, you can boil it down to crime and drug use. And I can tell you, having been in here in Los Angeles for the last 36 hours, I've seen more homeless people, more drug use, more urban decay than I've seen in the last 5 years combined living in Florida.
Florida?
Yeah. In terms of schools, it's...
Where in Florida? City?
Basically brainwashing kids and teaching them what to think instead of teaching them how to think. And then what was the third one in terms of, borders is the easiest one. I mean, under the Biden administration, we let in somewhere, we don't even know what the actual number is, but somewhere between 16 to 20 million illegals.
Right.
If Donald Trump did quite
literally
true.
Nothing else in his presidency, just getting control of the border, I would say would be good enough, because you don't have a country if you don't know who is in it.
Okay. All three of your claims are wrong.
Ooh.
Pick which one you want to be proved wrong on.
Oh!
Uh-oh. Let's do borders.
Perfect.
Okay.
Donald Trump is absolutely the worst president on the border. First and foremost, you can talk about the Lankford bill, which was a piece of legislation which would have strengthened our borders. Uh-oh. But Donald Trump had that legislation shot down.
So were the borders open under Obama?
No.
Let's try that. The borders were not open.
Did he pass to open the borders?
No, it's not about piece of legislation. It's about literally.
How do you open the borders without legislation?
You just let people through, which is exactly what we're doing.
There was no one standing at the borders. Everybody just come right in.
In many cases, yes, actually. In many cases, they were quite literally moving barbed wire fence.
Where did
you
get this information?
There are videos of it. Have you ever seen the video of Bobby?
Did you fact check the videos?
Have you ever seen the video of Bobby Kennedy when he was running as a Democrat, standing at the border? He was still a Democrat.
Wait, you're talking about the same one that sniffed coke out of a toilet seat and admitted it recently? The same one that actually took a dead bear and dropped it in Central Park? The same one that actually chopped the head off a whale? You're citing RFK Jr.?
Yes, I am citing RFK Jr.
No, I don't hear that.
Who's running HHS right now?
Which he shouldn't be. But
not an approach I would take, but I like it. I like it for these guys. Hell yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Listen, when you talk about...
How many people do you think came in under Biden? Let's see if we're even operating on the same plane.
You have no idea. You have no clue. You have no idea. 16 to 20 million, 30 million, 10 million. You have no clue.
The acceptable number is about 10 million.
Okay. All right, fair enough. So I'll grant you that. They say it could be anywhere. I've heard 16 to 20 million, but let's say it's 10. Do you think that's good or fair or just, or how a country can operate?
I think that when you create instability throughout the world and then you also tell people that your country is open, then you create an actual quote-unquote border crisis.
What instability was Joe Biden causing?
What was Barack Obama's nickname?
Barry?
Deporter-in-chief. Barack Obama had a negative immigration rate. That means that he deported more people than he let into the country.
He's so exciting to like get into stupid little fucking talking points. It's so transparently pathetic. Like, it's such a pathetic, oh, God, I hate him so much.
There wasn't a border crisis under Obama, right?
The border crisis was significantly worse under Biden.
But they won't even answer the fucking question. These people's minds work in fucking bullshit. Instantaneous. You know, they like for combustion engines, it like takes a while that you have your torque curves depending on your RPM and your gear rate. Blah, blah, blah. But for like electronic cars, it's like instant torque. That's what the conservative brain is like when it comes to bullshit. It's instantaneous. They don't have to ramp up at all. They just instantly know the next bullshit. Like, so there wasn't a border crisis under Obama, right? Border crisis was worse under Biden. That's not at all what he asked. That wasn't even close to responsive to what he said. But these guys instantaneously generated. It's instant bullshit.
But under Obama, was there a crisis?
Biden, Barack Obama.
He can't even.
Obama did.
Yes or no?
Barack Obama.
Yes or no.
He can't. He's trying so hard.
Barack Obama did deport, I think, more people than Donald.
Yeah, that's what he just said. Dipshit, keep up.
Trump, so, yeah. But then I wish Donald Trump was supporting more people.
Sure, I agree.
Yeah, that's not even responsible. Oh, my God.
So you're saying there was a crisis under Biden?
Yes,
okay,
of course.
But no crisis under Obama?
No, I didn't say that. He was.
I can't. I fucking hate him.
Yes or no?
We can. Let's do Biden.
He had a negative.
Let Biden.
Deportation rate.
Let's do Biden. Trump.
No,
Trump. Let's do the last two administrations.
Just answer the question. Yes or no?
I am for anyone that will close borders and deport people.
I'll say no. That's
okay.
Fine.
Okay.
So if there wasn't a crisis under Obama and there was a crisis under Biden, what happened in between those?
Oh, no. You're not allowed to ask that. You're not allowed to ask that question. There is only one time in all of U.S. history when it is relevant to bring up COVID. And that's when we're trying to talk about Trump's economy in the fourth year, okay? Otherwise, you never bring up COVID. You're never allowed to bring up. I wonder if Ruben will even say it.
Those two administrations. Was there something that happened?
Wait, are you blaming Donald Trump for?
He's actually so. They put a microchip in conservative brains to erase. He actually doesn't know. It's a blackout period. He cannot. You have to ask the right questions. It's like a password to unlock the part of the brain to talk about COVID. And the questions are, why did Donald Trump's economy suck so much at the end of his administration? Oh, COVID. That's the only way you can unlock the COVID answer. Hold on. We'll see if this guy can get there.
What happened in between those two administrations? Was there something that happened?
Wait, are you blaming Donald Trump for Joe Biden's border?
No, what I'm blaming Donald Trump for is when he's actually campaigning for president and he's going around and to any news organization that would let him speak and telling everyone that the border's open. They're wide open. Come on in. And he actually created something that wasn't there.
Okay, I don't even know if that's remotely true, but I like it. Okay.
Let him lie.
You're blaming people coming to this country illegally. You're blaming Donald Trump. Donald Trump, who really only appeared because of borders, right? Build a
there
wall.
A border
what he,
issue.
That's what
there wasn't
appeared.
A border issue when he said that, right? But then,
oh, I'm fucking, I'm yoinking that talking point. That's true. Donald Trump came in as the build a wall president, and Obama was a net deporter of immigrants. That's a good talking point.
And when there
we've always had a completely porous border.
Completely porous? Do you even know what that means, you fucking idiot? You stupid fuck. Completely porous? The United States of America? How is it that there is so little crime compared to what you would expect to see? If really, truly anybody could get into this country, all the illegals just happen to be nice? We have to hear Lincoln Riley's name fucking dragged through the mud 50 trillion times. You couldn't find a new fucking victim over and over and over again with all these illegal, unvetted, crazy immigrants that are sneaking through. I say sneaking. I don't have to sneak. They just walk through, right?
Had a negative deportation rate under Obama. He created the actual desire for people to come here because he told the lie that the borders was open.
Wait a minute, but why? But if America's a racist, evil, capitalist.
Nobody said that. Nobody said that. You pivoting fuck. These guys are fucking just so stupid. God, I hate him. It's okay. He's such an idiot. He's not an idiot, though. He's a propagandist. It's actually embarrassing. Like, this should be... I think the problem... Christians are right, okay? This is like... I don't know if you should call it intellectual hedonism or something, where you just like to go out and be debased and humiliated. Like, there's no shame. You should be ashamed to have a performance like this. Like, you should crawl under a rock and never want to be seen again. Or practice so much. Okay, like the guy in Whiplash, so that when you come out next time, you don't get embarrassed like this. How can you survive? This just has to be humiliating.
Country, why would these people want to come here?
Because it's still better than the country. Oh. There's a desire for people to come here because he told the lie that the borders was open.
Wait a minute, but why? So but if America's a racist, evil, capitalist country, why would these people want to come here?
Because it's still better than the country that they're in. Because the United States
America's is pretty good.
Oh, America's pretty good. He fucking owned him. Was that the debate topic? America's pretty good.
Stabilizing other countries. Our CIA keeps destabilizing other countries countries.
So who did
We're
Barack,
doing that right now.
Wait, so who did Barack Obama destabilize that then Donald Trump allowed into the country?
The point being is our country has a history of destabilization. That doesn't matter if it's left or right.
So who did Barack... Well, I'm just playing your game here.
Donald Trump created the need for people to come here, and there was no crisis, then Donald Trump not only created it, but he didn't handle it.
I'm sorry, man. Nothing you're saying is making sense here.
Yeah, we know. Oh, my God.
What country did Barack Obama destabilize that caused people to come here under Donald Trump?
The United States of America. He destabilized the white man's mind by simply existing as president of the United States while being black.
Yes, you'll never know.
Okay, you've been voted out.
Okay.
Blump.
Hello, what's your name? My name is Maybe. Nice to meet you, Dave.
Good to meet you.
So I myself am a Democrat. I'm actually running for state Senate here in California.
Okay.
I would argue that I am about as far left as you can get as a Democrat.
Okay.
And I'm critical of the Democratic Party because I actually don't think they're left enough.
It's
an intense 10 minutes.
It's like a torrential downpour.
Yeah, there you go.
They're left enough. If we're going to talk about broken cities, here we are in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is not a broken city. I live here. I feel safe walking down the street as an openly trans non-binary person, as somebody who does drag.
Trans non-binary drag. Pick a struggle.
I'm actually confused there.
Oh, really? What are you confused about?
How are you trans and non-binary?
You have cisgender and you have transgender, and non-binary would be a subset of transgender.
Okay, but then how are you doing drag?
Drag is just the performance, the exaggerated performance of women's clothing. And men and women can do drag. And transgender people can do drag.
Okay, all right, I'm getting that now.
It's not a broken city.
Christ.
It is unaffordable in many ways, but that is the case across the rest of the United States. And if we're going to talk about broken cities, we actually need to talk about broken states. 8 out of the 10 poorest states in the United States are Republican controlled. And the majority of states that are the wealthiest states are democratically controlled. And these are actually donor states to Republican states. And the irony is that Republicans are against welfare, except when it comes to funding their states.
Okay. Well, first of all, I would say I'm very glad that as a trans person, you feel safe here. You should feel safe. And I treat anyone that treats me with respect, you're going to get respect out of me. So I appreciate
it. Would you feel safe in Gaza? Please pull it out. I'm older than you, Destiny. No one says that. Really?
Oh, nobody likes you then.
The problem is...
They just don't want to talk to you.
I'm not going to dox your state, okay? The problem is he lives in a state, okay, where the nearest city is too far away to ever have the same weather, okay?
Ooh.
He lives in a state that people know, like, one city of. Tops, okay? So, slow down there.
appreciate that, and I'm glad to hear it. I assume you've been to West Hollywood, right?
I have.
I used to live in West Hollywood, pretty close to the Abbey, and I left about six, I moved to the Valley before that, but I lived there for about 6 years, and the 6 years that I lived there, from about 2013 to 2019, it was pretty clean, and it was pretty safe, and there weren't drug addicts and homeless people all over the place. I spent the last 2 days there in West Hollywood. That's the hotel I'm staying at is there. Mm-hmm. There are drug addicts and homeless people everywhere.
Damn.
Everywhere. You would acknowledge that is the case, yes?
I would acknowledge that, but I would also acknowledge that there are plenty of housed people who are also drug addicts, and they never seem to be the problem. It's only when they're existing in poverty, abject poverty outside, that you have to witness it, that it becomes a problem.
Yes. I don't want to watch you do drugs, motherfucker! That's a totally valid opinion. If you want to do drugs in your own house, if you want to do the Fenty fold in your own place, then knock yourself out, okay? But I didn't fucking come here to audition to be on the fucking zombie horror show, all right? I don't need that shit in front of me. Christ.
The issue is not that these people are dangerous. The mythology around people experiencing homelessness is that they are dangerous. The reality is that unhoused people are more likely to be victims of violent crime than perpetrators.
Well, all right, so listen, I can actually get on board some of what...
Okay, also, that stat, who the fuck cares? I bet most people that engage in crime are more likely to be victims of crime than not, okay? That's, I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about that or what that's supposed to do for me, all right?
You're saying here. Also, now, there's a couple issues here, because one...
are engaged in crime deserve crime to happen to them, yes or no?
No. Nice trick there, Mooten. Let me help you out here, buddy. Let me help you out with a little something called, okay? Let me help you out here with a little something, okay? Let me help you out with your little something called description and prescription, okay?
Okay.
I didn't say the one, you did it, and that's not what I said, you fucking idiot. Understand?
No.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
One of them is not just about violence. If you are going to create the conditions, the economic conditions or whatever you want to call it, that's going to allow for these people to be out on the streets, would you want to walk a baby in a carriage down that block as these people are there?
I don't know. How are you going to walk a baby if the baby's not even walking?
I would because I don't know the last time I've heard of
it. No! This person is a plant for Dave Rubin to get. This is the only clips that he's going to be able to farm for this entire fucking show. Fuck.
An unhoused person attacking a baby. And these are,
you know what?
I would say
if you, no, it's not fear-mongering. If you were a young mother and you were pushing a carriage and there were a bunch of people who clearly were on, well, now they have super meth or whatever it is.
Dude, I want some fucking super meth. Hell yeah.
But it is real. It is a real thing. It is a real thing. That are on any of these drugs, you would not want to push a carriage down that block. But it's not exactly just about violence per se.
I told you, I would actually feel comfortable with that.
Okay, so you would. You would. Most these people. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that most parents would not be comfortable with that. But it's not just about that. I would also say, if you spend any time in, well, Hollywood's become a total disaster too, but if you go down Melrose, you go down to these places that were once thriving, the stores are closed.
Okay,
there are not shoppers, but it's because of the economic conditions.
Exactly, it's a part of the economic conditions.
No,
what we need is economic equity.
No. But who's been running? But Democrats have been running this city forever.
No. No shot. Hold on. This guy just got, what's his name? Perchkovsky? Do you know what I'm talking about? Fuck.
Yeah, the guy who just got committed, or not committed, but like brought in.
What?
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about.
The guy
about.
Who did the coup against the new... Trump, he's in the, he points, he's the pointer meme guy.
He's the pointer meme guy who did a coup against Trump?
Yes, Prigozhin. He was the head of the Wagner Group.
Okay, you don't mean Trump, you mean Putin.
That's what I, same off. Thing. What's the difference?
Okay, I know what you're talking about now,
thank
yes.
you. Okay, now you following?
Quiet, piggy.
Pilot of fighter jet downed over Iran was previously shot down in Kuwaiti friendly fire incident. Like right now? Oh wait, does this mean previously, like at another time?
Was, I assume, previously shot down, and this is the fighter jet that they canceled? Or sorry, what's the word, man? Not canceled, but they saved. Sure, they fucking saved. I'm tired. I had a long day.
They just executed this guy. None of it was real. None of it was real. It was the one from weeks before the jet being shot down. Wait, what?
We're going to get a picture, and it's going to be the lady who was the DoorDash lady.
Shut the fuck up! He was a hero! Stop!
Democrats have been running the state of California
forever.
Okay, but
here's the thing. Republicans who are running to represent the city, including Spencer Pratt.
Never forget what I said. That happened a long time ago. Never mind.
is not coming in to build housing for all the issues that there is not enough housing in Los Angeles.
But it's not
the number of people experiencing homelessness.
No.
Yes, it is, because on any given night,
it's not a housing issue. It's not a housing issue. You could give drug addicts all the beds and homes that there are, and it will not work. It will not work. If you told me that what you were trying to do was figure out truly functional programs that would help these people get off drugs and they could actually work,
like universal health care,
I could get on some of that. No, but just saying universal health care and we're going to give health care to everybody.
Well, Dave, you haven't given me a moment to speak in retort. So what I want to say is that on any given night in Los Angeles, in LA County, there are more than 72,000 people experiencing homelessness. In LA City, there are more than 43,000
Let
me finish.
Democrat
there are more than 43,000 people experiencing homelessness. Yet there are only about 16,000 interim housing shelter beds. Meanwhile, there are more than 250,000 vacant units. Here's the thing.
Is your argument that Democrats have not funded homeless policies enough?
My argument is that Republicans are not going to fund it either. They're just going to criminalize our neighbors experiencing poverty, and we cannot criminalize our neighbors experiencing homelessness because they are poor.
But you seem more angry at Republicans who had nothing to do with this. Republicans have literally no influence in this city or in this state. So even if I could grant you some...
They have said what they want to do, which is...
What?
You're not enthused by their argument?
I mean, criminalizing people who are living poor in public, and that is not going to solve the problem. That is going to shut up the street, it's going to create more incarceration.
You're angry at
in
people.
The state
you're,
of California.
You seem angry at people that aren't in power and haven't been in power here in decades than the people who are actually in power. If you're angry at somebody, be angry.
What are we at
Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom, when he was mayor of San Francisco, had his 10-year plan to end homelessness in San Francisco. I am sure I don't have to tell
you. Why did we vote this person? Oh my God, because they didn't want to be transphobic. Oh my God, that was OP as fuck. That's why this person's got to stay for so long. Holy shit. OP.
About the drug and homelessness problem.
You don't, but
in
what
San
we don't
Francisco.
Actually have is permanent supportive housing. We do not have
Again,
enough permanent
not, okay,
supportive
so I, okay,
housing
so
with wraparound services.
So you can't just criminalize people and throw people in jail. So we have a fundamental difference on what you can do for these people. I don't think that if you take a bunch of drug addicts and just give them beds, that's going to solve anything. I think it's going to prolong it for the most part. Okay. So we have a fundamental difference there. That's just fine. But what I would say is aim your anger at the people who have been in charge. Your anger should not be at Spencer.
My anger is at the duopoly, which is both Democrats and Republicans.
But it's not a duopoly here. It's not a duopoly here in Los Angeles, which has Karen.
You've been voted out by the majority. Please.
Jesus Christ. This person's running for like 20 minutes.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, thank you.
Don't worry about it.
Orders up.
He's quick. Hi, Eric. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
So I really want to ground this conversation more in what I believe is the greatest damage that's happening right now in America, which is the affordability problem. Okay. And I think that there's no one who has exacerbated that more than Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans. We can talk about cities specifically, but I'd like to just talk about the nation as a whole.
Sure.
If you look, I was previously an economics teacher for 12th grade. And if you looked at the three primary indicators of how the economy is doing, GDP, the labor market, and inflation, all three of those are indicating that the economy is going in a downhill direction. And that's also validated by a recent poll. 73% of people in America are saying that the economy is in poor condition. Now, if you look at the primary things that the Trump administration has done, taking away people's health care in one big, beautiful bill, the war in Iran, which has raised gas prices, that's really the thing that is making everyone really feel like, oh, affordability, I need to choose between gas and groceries. This is the big, big problem that we're experiencing. So I don't think that going more in a Republican direction is necessarily going to be helpful for that.
Okay.
Because we're seeing that Donald Trump ran on a platform of making the economy better. He appealed to people, the populace, of saying, listen, I understand the struggle. They pointed the finger at immigrants, at trans people, LGBTQ people, but then he made it worse. I don't think a lot of people were expecting that the economy could actually go in a worse direction.
Okay.
So I just want to say.
Again, I think there's been a certain theme that I obviously disagree with a little bit of the premise there, but I can basically get on board with what you said there. Look, if you want to create the conditions for economic success, what I think you have to do
is. You got to do small businesses, okay? That means low taxes. That means get out of the way. Get the government out of the way. Get the government out of the way and let the people keep their money and work hard. Okay? Get the government out of the way. Get them out of our pocketbooks.
Are you on the top floor?
Don't worry about it. Do you think the thunder is louder up there?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
I do. Yes.
Then if I was on the ground floor, well, thanks for doxing me, by the way. That counts.
Okay, so you're not going to tell me? Fine, I'll go find it myself then. Fuck it, I know where to go.
Lightning is not louder the higher up you go.
Yes, it must be.
No,
it
not,
must
there's
be,
no
because
way.
You are
not meaningfully. Not meaningfully.
Yeah, it has
closer,
to be.
It goes to the ground.
It doesn't. Okay, I'm talking about thunder. Where the fucking shit bangs at.
The lightning goes to the ground.
Google it.
And then
Google it.
You're going to hear it everywhere.
Ask Jarvis.
Is lightning going to sound louder if you are on a higher floor?
No, this is how would this guy ChatGPT even know? It can't even hear.
He knows.
It can't even hear. It can't even hear. It can't hear. It can't hear.
He knows. All right, play your video. He knows.
It can't even hear.
Is you have to lower taxes literally for everybody, and you have to eliminate as much regulation as possible, right? Hmm. When we see a massive exodus right now.
Now you distracted me.
I want to create the conditions for economic.
He means thunder. You can't hear lightning. Lightning is, yes, lightning makes the noise. Okay?
Lightning.
The distinction between lightning and thunder is fucking retarded, and it was made for retards, but they knew that two different things existed, but lightning makes the noise. You can call the noise thunder if you want, okay? It's the only thing in the universe that has its own fucking name for its sound. But lightning is making the noise. Thunder doesn't make noise. Thunder is the description of the noise. Suck your fucking dick. Your own dick.
Economic success. What I think you have to do is you have to lower taxes
literally
for everybody,
and
you have to
eliminate
as much regulation as possible, right?
Get
when we see a massive exodus right now,
out of the way.
Use New York as an example. Since Mamdani has taken over, they have lost trillions of dollars in tax revenue, right? So the guy wants to fund big government programs, and what he's saying is, I want to tax these people more, and then he is causing them to leave. That is what people are going to do in a free society, right? We have states' rights.
Have you been to New York recently, by the way? It's half of it is shut down now. All the rich people left.
And in Florida, say, we have no state income tax. We have
Wait, did he say lost trillions in tax? No way he said that. Hold on.
Mommy has taken over. They have lost trillions of dollars in tax revenue, right? So,
do you know how much money that is? Trillions? Trillions in tax revenue? Hello?
The guy wants to fund big government programs, and what he's saying is, I want to tax these people more, and then he is causing them to leave. That is what people are going to do in a free society, right? We have states' rights, and in Florida, say, we have no state income tax, we have low regulation, we create the conditions for economic boom, and that's what we're getting right now. It's not a coincidence that massive corporations, and if you look at nothing else between blue and red right now, do you know how many people since COVID have moved to Florida?
I want to touch on what you're talking about, Monday, because I don't know the answer to that, but I can't say.
I'm not trying to get you. So 2.3 million people have moved to Florida since COVID, right? And it was largely because of COVID. Then there were economic opportunities. Now it's because there's a huge boom down there and there's lower taxes. And DeSantis is trying to get rid of property taxes, et cetera, et cetera. You know how many people have left California since COVID?
Well, I would like to talk about the percent of billionaires who would leave California if there was a proposed billionaire tax. And the percent is less than 5%.
But the billionaires are
The
billionaires are leaving. Peter Thiel left. Elon Musk left.
Didn't Peter Thiel go to fucking Argentina?
We can look at Ken Griffin.
What does just that have in the last week?
Well, if you want,
he got shut down.
You got to pause there. You've been voted out by them.
Yeah, if you want their money, they're going to take it. All right, nice start.
Thanks.
Clappa.
He didn't try very hard.
Not really. Hi, Kian. Nice to meet you.
Hi, good to meet you.
I want to talk on broken schools. You mentioned that you think schools are teaching kids what to think, not how to think.
Wait a second.
What's up, everybody?
Do you remember that one guy I talked to a long time ago, the Act Man?
What's up, everybody?
These guys could be twins. Oh my fucking God. They could be twins. Holy shit.
Finished my student teaching program today. I'm getting my teacher certificate like right now.
Great.
Thank you. Everything we talk about in my program, every piece of what you guys would probably consider to be like woke critical race theory has been so beneficial for me in my student teaching and connecting with our students.
Give me an example.
Yeah, taking students' backgrounds into account when I am planning my lessons, making it actually engaging for them is like the step one if you want to teach them anything.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Okay, this is either going to be kind of like a cool way to build a unique curriculum for your classroom, or this is going to be the most cringe thing in the universe. Oh no, come on. You can do it.
Can you give me an actual example? I'm following
for
you.
Sure. Yeah. Like I have noticed a lot of my students are specifically concerned about like money and being able to make money in the future. So when we're reading Romeo and Juliet, we talk about the class dynamics at play in that play because that's something they're interested in. So when I talk about that, they can buy in and they can actually do that. Is something that the right would look at and say is like CRT. You're just like looking at them because they're from like poor economic backgrounds, so they're doing all this.
Well, you haven't mentioned anything related to
going both ways.
You haven't mentioned anything related to race. I don't have an inherent problem with what you just described right there. I don't see how that's CRT.
We're not trying to teach people what to think. We're teaching them how to think. And the way to do that is by getting them engaged.
Wow.
And I think we see this in that all the top states are all blue states. All the top states for education are all blue states.
Florida's number one in higher education, without question. I mean, you check the U.S.
I'm sorry. Source? Is that true? Florida is number one in what? How? Like in graduation rate or what?
and beaches.
In like the most number of colleges? What does that mean? Higher education.
It's pronounced bitches.
I think we have a lot of health shit here also.
It's got low tuition and fees, 2-year college graduation rate, and number one, four-year graduation rates.
Steven, what is America right now? What type of country?
Democratic Republic.
No, it's the hottest country.
Fuck!
Yeah, you fucked it up.
How are these measured? What is this website? Number two is Wyoming? Okay, oh my god, was that you, Dan?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm gonna hear that soon. Oh my god, I just heard your thunder! I heard it! I mean lightning, fuck.
Well, we get to hear it twice then.
Yeah, I hear it your place first, through your microphone, and then it comes to me, okay? This has to
Dan
be
use it less loud, though.
Online.
Oh shit, they're gonna zoom in on our locations. God damn it.
Oh shit, stop.
Cool. Check U.S. News World Report. Cool. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Florida's top
it's
three.
Not. It's not. We'd it's not
check.
In the top.
Check U.S. News World Report. We can fact check it. Yeah,
please
do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What I would say my basic situation when it comes to education.
Florida's ranked number one in overall education in the U.S. News state rankings primarily because of its consistently strong higher education performance, while it ranks around 22nd in the pre-K through 12. What are the Florida universities that people talk about? Why have I never heard of that ever? What am I?
I mean, there's FSU, Florida State University. There's FU, Florida University. It's U of F. That's what.
And this is and this ranks ahead of all the California schools, of all the Ivy Leagues, of all the.
There are no way that those
MIT and everything else and
what? No, no way.
There's
0% chance.
You know,
I think the best schools are in fucking South.
South
How
wide.
Much
like New Haven.
Do you think
New
the
Haven.
Tuition is for the University of Miami? Go.
In state or out of state?
$10,000 in state.
In state, $7,000.
Out of state.
$50,000. No.
65.
I was about to say 40, yeah.
65 for a year per year?
Yeah.
Just tuition?
Tuition and fees. University of Miami.
Does that include do you have to like room and board or whatever or? $60,000 for just tuition?
Yeah, there's a reason you don't go out of state.
That has to be. Oh wait, is it a private school? Oh, never mind. My bad. Wait. What's the name of the school that you just said?
University of Miami.
Why are you allowed to name things after like states or cities if it's like private? Isn't that kind of bullshit?
You know, I've thought about this before. If I want to make Acme Motors or like muffler shop, like some other conglomerate going to come after me? Like, hey. I'm the Acme Muffler Company. Like, oh, you don't know. There's like American. Oh,
I already heard that, idiot. That must have come from somewhere else. Oh, we could triangulate the. Well, fuck no, because we need a third person. We could duangulate where it's coming from, though. Why? I don't know. What I was gonna say. I just wanted to talk. Sorry.
The real question is, can you just be like, oh, this is the American University, and I guess you can.
Oh yeah. I want to make like Florida Motors.
Yeah, you just can.
That seems kind of bullshit, no? What if I was in another state? Could I do that? Like, if I go back to Nebraska, could I make, like, a California computer shop and just call it that? Like, is California...
I think so.
That's kind of fucked up, no?
It reminds me of one thing. I don't know exactly how it works, but do you remember when Trump was president, people were making all this fucking Trump merchandise, and I think he was bitchy about it because he couldn't do anything? I think there might be something that, like, when you're the president, you, like, lose the likeness to your... Or the ability to monetize your likeness, and people can just, like, do fucking shit on you. They can make Trump shirts and be like, fuck you, Trump. You're the president. You have no rights to it. It's American property.
Damn.
Is we should have school choice. We should have charter schools. We should have public schools. We should have private schools. You shouldn't necessarily be stuck in a failing school just because of your zip code.
I'm glad
you
want to
have
up,
as much choice as possible within the system. And then it also creates competition. I also, look, we have a huge homeschool.
I'm sorry, I got to cut you off. Private and charter schools are not more inclusive. Do you know what the average cost of private
schools? I didn't say anything about inclusive.
Oh, you said you don't want people to get stuck.
I don't want people.
Schools should be inclusive.
Well, it depends what you.
Wait, was that you talking or him talking? Moot?
Are you fucking
talking,
on drugs?
Motherfucker?
What the fuck? I thought I heard this guy.
You're losing. You are
dude,
losing.
You're schizoing out,
what the
out,
fuck
man.
Happened? Wait, sorry, hold on. Tell me this didn't sound like Mutagi. Hold on.
Private and charter schools boom. Are not more inclusive. Do you know what the average cost of
private schools? I didn't say anything about inclusive.
You said you don't want people to get stuck.
I don't want people. I want
think
there to be.
Schools should be inclusive.
Well, it depends what you mean by inclusive. So
I think
so
that everyone should
inclusive?
Have similar opportunities, and the way to do that sure. is.
Okay, now Mooten was talking. He just trolled, I think.
I wasn't.
You're talking right now. Stop. You're trolling. Stop.
state, you want state-run, no competition.
I think having public schools is the best way to get the most amount of people. And if we make public education good, and we actually put resources into it,
that's a hell of a caveat.
I know, but who's school choice is what gets that.
But if you want school choice,
yes. Where do you think the funding goes with school choice? It comes from public education to go to private and charter schools.
Right. So I would have as many charter schools as possible, as many private schools as possible. I would encourage homeschooling.
So you want to?
I would encourage
eliminate public schooling.
I think actually you could over time. I think you could, but I'm not calling for that today. You want?
Can I tell you what I really want?
So might I recommend?
Schools have always been safe.
But like, has always been safe run. And how do you think that's working out?
I think it was working out really great until we started gutting our funding. If we look at class sizes right now, can I talk about class sizes?
Sure.
My teacher, my mentor teacher, has class sizes of up to 40 students in her classes.
So
that is not sustainable. If we put more funding in, we can hire more teachers for those public schools to get class sizes down, which is the number one thing.
So you think if we just put more money into these things,
I think if we hire more teachers, then we have lower class sizes. Teachers like myself can individualize our curriculum. We can take individual students into account in our lesson planning, which is something I do because I was lucky enough to have a small class size, but other classes don't have that.
It strikes
so it's not
me that you would be quite a good teacher, likely in a pod or at a charter school or at something where it would be more one-on-one.
I'd be a good teacher anyway. Yeah.
What's a pod? Is that like where Ryan Gosling was in that one movie, the Saint Hail Mary?
Promise. Okay, we got a pause there. We got a pause there. You've been voted out by the majority.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Uh-oh. What is one main metric that Donald Trump has made better off since he got in office? Like an example would be GDP, unemployment, like guy, inflation, right? Etc.
Well,
he fights with us personally.
He
but
was
we're,
mean to Z.
We're bigger people here, so we can appreciate his performance here. Okay.
Right now, first off, the big beautiful bill was just passed last year, and it's kicking in now. Right? It's kicking in now. Okay. So we're going to now see results.
Okay.
So that, like, even the tariffs. All right, so let's do tariffs. Are you for or against tariffs?
Against the universal tariff. So what's the main metric that he made better off?
What?
What's the main metric that he made better off? GDP, unemployment, inflation? Do you have any idea?
Listen.
Oh, he's not a numbers guy.
I don't think you do.
Do you think, hold on, so you're arguing that things economically were better under Joe Biden?
At the end of his administration, absolutely.
Yeah, so can you give me an example of how?
Yeah, GDP growth is better off, real median wage growth is better off, inflation was better off at the end of his administration, unemployment was better off at the end of his administration.
Wow, you're a numbers guy.
Worst year of job growth in the past 4 years, just this last year under Trump's administration, the inflation 3.8% year over year since Trump got in office. We're seeing all of those economic indicators become worse off. Can you tell me anything that he's done to make it better off? You say it's broken for Democrats. Sounds like it's broken right now under Trump.
Have you looked at the stock market?
It's worse.
Oh, the stock market.
Soft in terms of growth in 2025 as compared to 2024. If you look at Dow Jones and S&P 500.
They're both up quite a bit right now.
But lower rate.
Oh, up quite a bit. Gotcha.
And doing quite well. You know, things don't happen overnight. So Donald Trump, for example, that's true. There's reality. There's actual reality. Like, you put policies into place and they don't just kick in the next day, right?
Donald Trump said
when the tariffs.
He said in a year, prices would be down 50% for electricity. Are they up right now?
Hold on. Donald Trump, when he brought in the idea of tariffs, would you agree that for the last 4 decades, we have had completely lopsided trade deals with all of these countries where they're tariffing and taxing our products that go to them, and they're getting sweet deals when they sell to the American public? Do you think that's a fair?
Didn't Trump address that with the USMCA, but he went against that when he didn't extend it through the context of his new trade agreement because he wanted to place tariffs on all of them again? And his tariffs he's placing on are destroying our relationships with countries all around the world.
No,
it's costing consumers here in this country. A Federal Reserve report just came out indicated that we'd be below pre-pandemic levels of inflation if Donald Trump never imposed the tariffs in the first place.
Wait,
we'd be able to bring down interest rates and be able to increase investment within our economy and bring more jobs back.
Hold on. When you say destroying our relationships with other countries, well,
other countries are respecting us for the first time. They respect us more than they've ever respected us before.
Countries were getting sweet deals, right? If Canada, which was charging crazy taxes and tariffs on our
for the milk and the dairy, not true, by the way. He doesn't know anything about this. That's okay.
That's that we're going to them. And we were basically charging nothing back. How can we sell to their market? So if they're upset.
Why would Trump have negotiated that deal if that's true? Make him answer that one. He won't.
That's right. So China is upset with right now. Upset with us. We're trying to get fairer deals. Canada, obviously under Carney, is upset with us because we're trying to get fairer deals. Donald Trump is trying to reset things. We were basically the world's piggy bank for the last.
It's really
basically post World War II, and Donald Trump is trying to reverse that so that we will have fairer deals. If you told me that it was just zero across the board and there were no tariffs going any which way, I could completely get on board that. But as long as countries are going to treat us unfairly, often while we foot the bill for their defense or a series of other things, and we give them foreign aid and everything else, well then we should have equal playing field going both directions.
What better deal did he get?
What?
What better deal did he get?
None. Absolutely none.
What do you mean? Several countries have already come back, and we've
made the conditions that need the trade better off. Give me the specifics.
Soundboard right now. Bah!
Canada, I think they had something like a 60% tariff on cheese, literally on cheese, that was being sold from America, from Wisconsin to Canada, and that basically is zero right now.
Really? Like, just like think for 2 seconds. Really? There was a 60% tariff on cheese. That was a deal that we had selling to Canada. We're all just that retarded. Nobody knew trade until Trump came in and figured it out. You retarded fuck.
Now, that's one little example. I think it's zero, right?
Okay, so that's a targeted right tariff, not a universal tariff. Yeah. Can you name one country that had a universal tariff on us?
No.
I think there are several countries that
name one.
I think there are several countries.
Name one.
Honestly, I'm not sure, but I think there are several countries that did. Okay.
Because I believe Trump told me.
That zeroed out the tariffs. I think Argentina did, if I'm not mistaken. I think Israel did. I think a few other countries did.
Why don't we put a proportion?
Israel. They hit us with that pally tax.
Tariff on them, the same that they put on us, so that we can negotiate that down. It doesn't seem like Trump's looking for that.
What do you mean? That's exactly what Trump did.
Let me just clarify. The tariffs are being paid by our consumers. So Trump, while trying to get his deals, is making inflation go up and making it worse off for you at the grocery store, worse off for you at the gas pump, worse off for you when you're trying to buy a house. Yeah. So can you, again, like you mentioned before, can you name one metric that Trump's better off?
I'm just not sure the premise of what you're saying, because do you think we should just have free trade with everybody without any penalization?
I thought you were like a libertarian. Don't you want free trade?
No, that's
what... He's a libertarian. He's supposed to want free trade.
What I'm saying. So I think you're agreeing with me. What Donald Trump is trying to do
is... overall decrease tariffs.
The Supreme Court did more to decrease tariffs than he did. It doesn't happen overnight. They're negotiating these things.
Have you done anything in his office yet?
Yes.
What?
Yes. Scott Bessent every day is negotiating with these other countries. You think the negotiations are worse off with the JCPOA?
We have less political concessions right now than we had a decade ago under the JCPOA.
True.
Tell me, what political concessions have we got with the war with Iran since Trump started it?
Well, right now, Iran literally exports no oil. Every day, they are losing $500 million. So what you can do over time is you have a military adventure, which...
Iran is not exporting no oil, and it is not losing $500 million a day. Iran is exporting roughly 1.5 to 2 million barrels a day and earning around $100 to $150 million in oil revenue per day.
We had 40 days, which we took out their air force and their entire navy and everything else, and now we completely control their economy.
What's the political concession since the beginning of the war?
What's the political concession from Iran since the beginning of the war?
We blew up all their leaders. Hello.
We're having negotiations with them right now.
And we haven't got anything?
We're having negotations with them right now.
So nothing.
Well, we're in a negotiation
process.
We've been
in a war for 2.5 months now. We got no political concessions.
A war for 2.5 months. How long do you think wars are supposed to be?
We had a limitation.
How long are wars supposed to go? I thought we were going to even end war, first of all. Okay, I didn't know there was a war. I thought it was just a thing, a quick shot across the bow. I just thought it was like a random thing. I didn't know. Oh, yeah, an operation. Now it's a whole ass war. Now we don't know how long it's supposed to last. I don't know. 10 years? 20 years? What is that supposed to mean?
In terms of them enriching uranium to 3.7%, that was going to be in place until 2030. It would still be in place to this
day. We started with this. They admitted they were enriching past that point. Steve Witkoff said that two or three days before the war started that they admitted they were enriching more.
Also, Trump pulled out of the agreement and the original strike that we made a year ago.
You also have to go on the assumption. Why would you believe the Iranian theocratic regime? Why would you believe that they are doing right?
That's the director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, appointed by Donald Trump. So explain why you don't believe her.
Listen, Marco Rubio.
I don't know. Listen, okay. I don't know what the fuck.
Oh, I didn't see that. That's the first time I'm hearing of it.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, okay?
Marco, hold on.
Why don't you believe the entire U.S. intelligence community? Why do you think they're all lying?
Was that Liz Cheney?
So are you saying that Donald Trump just ignored the entire U.S.
Yes.
intelligence
yes.
community?
Yeah, that's what they said. Yeah, welcome to the...
They said that in Congress. They did.
I love how with Trump today, you have to be real careful as a Republican. You actually can never do that. So are you saying this totally wacky thing? Because with Trump, it's actually, yeah. The answer is probably yes. It's actually that bad, yeah. Like, you can never, ever, 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 ever try to set up some kind of rhetorical win that way, because you're always going to lose on it.
Why do you believe the entire U.S. intelligence committee? Why do you think they're all lying?
So, are you saying that Donald Trump just ignored the entire U.S.
Yes.
intelligence
committee? Yes, no, literally, that's what he did.
No, he didn't. Yes. That's an interesting disconnect that we have. I mean,
Marco
Rubio is not in the intelligence committee, you fucking moron!
Clearly laid out what was going on here. And by the way, Donald Trump...
Department of State! Correct him, civics! He's not in the... That's not in the IC!
And every president for the last 40 years has said that Iran will not get a nuclear bomb, right? Every president has said that. Joe Biden said no. Remember, Kamala Harris said no,
yeah,
or
the JCPOA
don't, right?
Limited it to a greater extent. Okay. Why didn't you address that point?
Again, you are going on the assumption that you can trust these random inspectors that are going into these places.
Not random inspectors. IAEA is the International Atomic Energy.
With all due respect, I think that trusting some of these international things that they somehow have America's interests or the West's interests in mind, I think is a kind of faulty, it's just a faulty premise, I would say.
So the international actors that are lying. They don't actually have legitimate surveillance over their nuclear enrichment facilities?
No, they don't.
Okay,
they
so
they
don't.
Think, they were buried under mountains. They were buried underground.
Papa.
My next surrounded claim is that progressives push normal, moderate Americans to the right.
I'd like to debate this claim, please.
Wow.
Get to the chair in 3, 2, 1.
Hey, how are you?
Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you.
So my argument here is that what progressives are doing is opening up opportunities for people to reevaluate the way that they see politics, right? Progressives are arguing that more pocket power should be delivered to the average American. That is like one of the foundational tenets of progressivism.
Yeah. Can you say what that? What is more pocket power?
Okay, right. So this is the idea, right, that under our current system, we see that the majority of power, as well as just like monetary control, exists within people who own private property. And to essentially decrease that gap, progressives want to give more power to those who are in the workplace.
Do you not want people to own private property?
Well, I'm definitely anti-capitalist, I would say. Yeah. So I would say that workers should own the means.
Can we please have lib spaces? please, Lib Spaces, without the socialists.
How about you create one then? Create it.
I can't. I'm too busy.
You can. You could start a fucking podcast. Do it on Tuesdays, man.
I have one right here.
There's one right here. Yeah, well, right now. Let's get IRI in here.
Well, he was here. Okay. I have one. It's called Anything Else in the Morning.
That's true, actually. Production.
Right. Oh, so you're a communist? Yeah.
Oh, God. No. Stop. Stop.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know.
What is communist?
I haven't talked to a real life communist.
What's
in a
communist?
While. Well, you want the people to.
I don't give a fuck that the title says far left Democrats. Libs and commies should not be sharing space ever. They should not be sharing space. You never see neocons and Nazis or whatever. Whenever it's like far right MAGA or whatever, it's like fucking 100% Nazi people, okay? None of this, because we're not the same. We're not the same, okay?
We should start just fighting them and
just
not
stop.
Like yelling at them.
No. Yeah, you mean ideologically fighting
not
them?
Not in real life. No, God, no. Ideologically. Jesus Christ. That's why I said yelling.
I haven't talked to a real life communist.
What's
in
a
while.
Communist?
Well, you want the people to own the means of production.
Yeah,
you don't seem to believe in
the people
private.
Oh my God. We're going to do the private and personal property distinction. We have to do means of production. We're going to walk through everything here because David.
Put the flag up.
This is going to be crazy.
The people who create value, as in create the value of commodities, should own the actual value that they create from that
is
process.
Kyle's
yes.
flag
so
up?
My answer, if you want the people. Everyone in this room and everyone in this country to have more, what I would want is that you would take less from them. So you tax everybody less. You remove regulation. You create the conditions for competition and capitalism so that more people will have more of their money. I want you, I assume you work. Do you work?
Yeah.
Do you pay taxes?
Yeah.
I want you to keep more of your money.
Right.
I don't know what you do. I don't know how much you earn. Whatever it is you earn, I want you to have more
of
that money.
What if I want to take more of my money from the capital owner? Because he's the one taxing my ass, not the government, but the motherfucker that owns the capital.
You can put that money back into the system.
The majority of wealth in the system is owned by 1% of the population. You understand that, right? And where does that wealth come from?
Wait, 1% of the population. Do you know how much percent they pay in taxes, that 1%?
Not nearly enough, because the majority of their wealth comes from...
It's 47%. Hold on. So 1% of the population pay 47%.
Hit those talking points, Dave.
47%. You accept
that?
Okay.
Yeah.
So what would be their fair share?
What percent of that what would be their fair is their share? Actual wealth that they own? That, again, majority of these lineages of power and ownership
date back
to first accumulation of...
What would be their fair share?
I would say that the fact that they own
1%
so much... You're not letting me finish
47% in taxes.
He's got to run down his talking points. He cannot dynamically engage with anything. He is fucking retarded. He is brain broken.
Problem. You're not letting me finish the point, so we can't get from point A to B. Do you understand that?
Okay, so
cool.
If you said that 1%...
There's not going to be a fair share when their wealth is coming from the back ends of colonialism. So that's not going to work.
Okay, pause there. We're going to...
Thank God.
Thank God. Except
please return to your seat.
Good job, guys. Ooh, no handshake. Dayama. Dayama. Oh my God, that dude just force fielded that girl. Did you see that?
Uh-huh.
Did you see that shit?
You've been voted out.
Watch him.
Boom.
He's back.
That was disrespectful.
Wait, hold on. Wait, hold on. Watch this.
He's back! All right.
Thank you, Phil.
All right.
Good to see you again, Dave.
Nice to see you.
It's interesting to point to like five anecdotal examples as like an overall consensus on where the American people are moving.
Well, I think they qualify more as more than anecdotal in that Tulsi Gabbard was a Democrat member of Congress. Bobby Kennedy Kennedy, which is a standard bearer for Democrat.
Do you think Bobby
didn't she run for fucking president as a Republican?
True.
But that doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter then. Yeah, dumbass. Yeah. That doesn't matter.
Kennedy is also in alignment with most of his family. Would you say that they would concur that he's a representative of the Kennedy family?
I don't know about most. I know some don't
like him. People like Joe Rogan, Bill Maher, these are people that thrive off of clicks and popularity. What's more clickbaity than I left the left? So many people get that, not just because they're getting a whole new audience in order to capitulate to, but there's also like oligarchic money too that incentivize people to change their worldview.
He's got a talking point.
Hold on.
Like for people like Tim Pool or like, what was the Rubin Report? Did that also accept Russian money from Tenet?
All right.
Uh-oh.
Yes or no?
I'm more than happy to talk about that, but just very quickly, to impugn Joe's motives, that at the day before the election, he suddenly said, I'm going to vote for Donald Trump for financial or click motives when he's the largest podcaster in the world. That's what you just
said. I'm not saying it's just Joe Rogan. That's indicative of people who rely on clicks.
That is quite
we can talk about Joe Rogan specifically. Yeah. I think his brain broke during COVID, I'm going to be honest. Because he went from somebody who went from like a huge Bernie Sanders supporter, single-payer healthcare, ensuring that we're more diplomatic in our international
Do you think it's possible he just evolved to different points?
All of those
not evolved. mutated.
You think his brain broke? It's not possible that he just started thinking about things.
All of those are political foundations. Yeah. Believing that the United States should not continue interventionalism, believing that universal health care should be a right to people, these are political foundations. No, you don't just switch your political foundations like that.
Well, hold on.
You find that people are bullying you, or you're saying that's too mean.
It's not a right to someone else's labor. You have a right to.
We can have a universal health care debate if you want, but I'm talking the overall why America shifted.
Okay, but
I have to talk about the last person who debated. Most people feel like they can't get a leg up in this economy. And when you have a Democratic Party, this is where I'm pretty critical of Joe Biden. You're gonna love this. Ready? I think that the Biden administration and then the following Kamala Harris presidential campaign, I don't think that they focus enough on what specifically needs to change in order for the average American to feel like their economic conditions are getting better. And while we can follow the metrics economically, inflation was going down.
Holy shit!
Employment was lower. Most people didn't feel that. And when you feel like your rent is burdening you, 34% of Americans feel rent burdened, which is huge. When you feel like the grocery prices are continuing to go higher, you're going to try to find an alternative. And when Donald Trump is saying, look, I'm going to fix all of the problems, I'm going to make sure everything's okay, some people are like, yeah, I want to go ahead and go.
Well, that's what politics is, right? Like, it's a secular
but we're not saying that ideologically saying that Americans are more right-wing. Why do progressive ballot propositions pass even in red states? Nebraska, Ohio, we could go over minimum wage increases.
I got you. You did a lot there. Okay.
Let's answer something.
So, okay, I'm trying. So first off, you want to talk about the tenant thing? What do you want to talk about? Where do you want to go? I'll even give it to you. Where do you want to go?
Yeah. Why did you take Russian money?
Yeah. So I didn't know. So I was reached out to by Lauren Chen, who you might know as what's her name? Post Millennial Online, or
she's
something.
Like the
roaming,
Canadian white nationalist.
Roaming millennial. And I've known her for about 10 years, and we were friendly over the years, and we had agreements and disagreements, and we were on each other's shows. And she contacted me a couple years ago and said that she had some backers that she was talking to, and she was starting a new network, and they were talking to all sorts of people. She mentioned Tim Pool. She mentioned a whole bunch of creators that you guys know and I'm sure love. But it was people all over the political aisle. She said they wanted to create.
Was it people? I seem to remember all six of those people were pretty right-leaning, no?
I feel like he's throwing Chen under the bus right now.
No. He's about to cover for our trust. I can feel it.
A free speech network. I said to her, listen, I am extremely, extremely busy, but I would consider doing something for you as long as I 100% control it. You have no control over the content whatsoever.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask for a ridiculous amount of money because I don't have time, and we'll see if we
so
can come
to
up
come to your defense, I'm not going to attribute you. Like, let's say you didn't know that. And I'm not trying to say that you were able to know that was Russian money. But what I do think is interesting is that this anti-woke movement that just says woke a lot and calls it an ideology, it is so easy to be ideologically aligned that Russian propagandists are like, yes, these are our people. This is how we're going to get the American people.
Understand?
That's more like the issue. It's not really your fault. Your whole ideology is like, woke news is bad.
What show did I do for Russia?
Stephen Bunnell point that you would have if you were there, which is, hey, I'm sorry, do you do this for a living? Oh, you do? Yeah. Is it fucking retarded that you're getting paid like $50,000 for a video that gets like 500 views? Is that normal? You think something's a little
amiss there?
The
sad thing is that, Dan, you just reached for a number that you thought sounded really high, but it was probably like 3 or 4 times as much. It was probably like $100,000 to $200,000
like
for
that,
a
that
fucking,
is like
yeah.
the slam dunk thing.
It's just
to be
such
like,
an
hey,
insanely stupid.
Yeah, it's like, hey, have you ever thought like this might be a little bit weird? Like that would be like someone paying me like, hey, Dan, you mind if I pay you like, I don't know, like 20K per tweet. And you can just tweet whatever you want, just, you know, 20K.
I think
but I'd like it if it was about Russia.
It's funny because I looked at it for criminal stuff. If somebody were to offer you like $50 to drive a package to their friend, then that's like a whatever. But if somebody were to offer you $5,000 to drive a package to their friend and they like told you to be like, you know, be careful with it, that like the absurdly high amount I think can go towards like showing that you had a criminal state of mind, that you knew you were doing something bad. The idea
for sure.
that this guy... Has anybody ever stated how? Why do we know how much money Tim Pool got? Was that in the indictment, or did who released that?
Maybe he did. That is, you're giving me an idea though for the cartel. The cartel needs to stop worrying about getting like really good smugglers and just start. You know, they just need to offer good health insurance, good care, and like you know, $25 an hour.
There you go. It was in the indictment. Okay. Was anybody else's numbers in the indictment? Tenet Media indictment.
This all got dropped.
Yeah,
right?
It's completely dropped now, right? We're just done.
Yeah, who cares?
Control.
Oh, are you ever going on that Caleb Hammer thing?
Well, I'm working on it. Okay.
That's gonna be a fucking funny one. He's like, "What's this $900,000 charge?"
No.
Don't worry about that.
Oh fuck! It was. It was It was $100,000 per video. That's
Jesus.
Just
how much?
$100,000 per video.
And how many views were those videos getting, Steve?
I don't know. All I know is that when I was arguing with Lauren, I told her that she needed to get 10x the money because she was carrying that fucking channel, and she was getting like $100,000 a year, which was retarded. So Tim and one other person, I think Tim and it must have been Dave and Benny. My guess is Dave and Benny were both getting like. I guess a milli, maybe a year. Yeah, and then Tim Pool got like 5 mil, and then they split maybe between the other three or whatever.
And they definitely, by the way, I feel pretty confident in saying, with no evidence whatsoever, I feel pretty likely that they're lying about the no talking point stuff, that they're like, hey, you should talk about how Russia is not so bad and pretty good. You know, you should do some videos on that. That'd be good. Like,
maybe
there's no shot that didn't happen.
I have seen, though, I have seen documents that have been given to right wing people when they've been invited to do. It'll be like a 5-star like tour trip through like parts of Russia or whatever. And the talking points memo, the ones that I've seen, I've only seen two of these, but the in the memo itself, it explicitly says you don't have to talk about anything that you don't want to talk about. We love that you speak about these issues that are important to you. Like if you want to talk about immigration or whatever else, like you're encouraged to do so. Now that was just some of the things I've seen maybe in other places. Well, for the Tenet Media stuff, I think their little editor, the editor people that Tenet Media hired were definitely more hands-on. But Russia generally looks for people who are already pretty aligned, and they just have basically the anti-Western talking points, and then they'll try to juice the fuck out of them.
You know what the other thing also, though?
What?
Is if, I feel like if you have somewhat of an idea where your money's coming from, if you're doing the Russia tour, and you're like, hey, listen, you can talk about whatever you want to talk about, for sure. You know, like, yeah, that's fine. But you know, in the back of your mind,
yes.
Like,
this is like a retarded thing that shouldn't even have to be said, yes. Not only that, but you can take it one step further. And you can just ask, what would my audience think if they actually gave a fuck, right? Like, there's no world where it comes out that you are taking money from Russia to the tune of $400,000 a video.
Ukraine is the enemy of this country. Like, Ukraine is our enemy, being funded by the Democrats. I will stress this again. One of the greatest enemies of our nation right now is Ukraine.
Like, that, there's just no world where, even if, like... Even if it was completely and totally authentic and every single thing that Tim Pool was saying was true and we didn't have evidence of him being in Euromaidan on the ground in 2014, doing on-the-ground journalism there on his Reddit account that's still up with him talking about everything going on in great detail, and there were no mentions of the CIA or anything, right? But even if everything he was saying was true, your reputation would be... It would be impossible to defend it. There's just no way. Like, bro, you're getting paid by the country who is at war with these people to the tune of $5 million in a year? How could anybody trust anything you have to say on this? Let's say that it was the opposite. Would we really trust that you would have the integrity and the courage to shit on Russia knowing that they are paying you $5 million a year for that? Like, it's just, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
What
show did I do for Russia?
I'm not saying you did a show for Russia. I'm saying Russia saw you as a stooge who could easily say the talking points that benefited them.
But do you understand? They gave me no talking points. I did a show. It was a call-in show.
But here's what we're missing, Dave, right? I'm not saying Russia gave you a script to say. I'm saying Russia's like, yes, this is our guy. If we fund him more and we give him more influence, he's going to do it for us without even getting a script. Isn't that embarrassing?
No.
You did it without even getting instruction from them.
It's a quite literal fantastical adventure that you just went on there. Literally.
But isn't that literally what happened, though? Nothing was fantastic. He's just describing historically what happened.
What's the adventure?
Literally, I did a call-in show.
Why would Russia choose you in Temple? Why would Russia choose you in Temple?
You don't even know what I did.
This is the scammer thing too. We saw Sam Pepper do this on Kicker Keep once. I explained this. The scammer mentality. Once you've gotten, if you've gotten caught doing something bad in the past, and then you get confronted on in the future, you always infinitely drill down on details about what you did because nobody actually knows 100% all the details. And then when people don't know all the details, then you just try to trip them up on that. Anytime somebody conducts themselves like that, they're always guilty, and they know they're fucking guilty, and he knows he's fucking guilty.
You don't even know what the Tenet show that I did, do you? Did you ever watch it? Do you know the name of it? Do you know anything that I did? So you don't. So you quite literally have no idea what you're talking
about. They just gave you money because they're
altruistic? No. Buddy,
they're just
buddy,
like, we're thinking of
buddy,
giving it to Dave.
No, because, no. Well, first off, so just to be clear, you have literally no idea what you're talking about. You don't know the name of the show. You don't know the name of the show that I did.
It's also why, like, when you saw Enrique Tarrio try to do this shit with me and he tried to grill me for like, all of like 3 seconds, and then he realized, like, oh, fucking, and then he doesn't want to talk about it all anymore, right? This is exactly what happened. If this guy had read the indictment, and I'm not even faulting this guy, because nobody should have to read all this shit or whatever. Ideally, the media, or actually the prison system, should have dealt with Dave Rubin, 100%. But if anybody actually knows what they're talking about against people like this, they shut down or they don't want to talk about it, they move it off. They move off it immediately. I hate this motherfucker.
You don't know the name of the show that I did for him or what
I don't know the specifics on a podcaster who takes Russian money.
Oh my God. No, man.
But Dave is trying to respond to you. Yeah. Let's hear his side of the story.
Let's hear his side.
But he's also, we also like haven't heard his entire.
I literally did a call-in show at first. So my audience just called me and asked questions. Sometimes we talked about basketball. We talked about video games. It had literally nothing to do with foreign policy. I don't think we did one show on Russia or anything else. And then we shifted the show. That was kind of boring to me. So I was like, team, 5 minutes before we go live, we'll pick viral videos, you know, woman throws hamburger at somebody at Wendy's and I'll respond to it. That's what we did. And then guess what happened? After about 6 months of that, because I controlled the entire thing, I didn't even know what the clips were before I was doing them, the deal
appeals were off. They didn't want to do it anymore because I did not do anything. Yeah. And also notice I'm not under federal indictment. I'm not sitting here with a lawyer or anything else. And as a matter of fact, Merrick Garland, who I'm no friend of, basically said that the influencers had nothing to do with this. And if you read the, yes, just a second. And if you read the indictment, I'm the one that got on the Zoom call with the backer to ask more questions about it and everything else. Yeah.
So Dave, I'm not saying you were saying Russia is such a great country. Everyone should love Vladimir Putin. And I get that your show might not even have been political in nature.
I know. Just to be clear, you didn't know the show. You didn't know the show or what I do.
But the fact that they are building the social capital of the Rubin Report being larger in infrastructure is because you as an entity, Dave, they want to legitimize you more in the eyes of the viewers that they are trying to capture. That is the point of why Russia paid you specifically. They don't do it out of the kindness of their heart. They didn't do it because they're like, Dave seems like a good guy. They did it because Dave's politics is advocating for cheerleading for Donald Trump policies, regardless of any criticism. That is the point.
Where is the case?
What do you mean, where's the case?
Where's the case? Where's the case right now? Why am I even able to talk about it? Why don't I have a lawyer sitting here? Where's the case?
I'm not saying what you did was illegal in nature. I'm just saying that.
Hold on, there was a federal indictment. Wouldn't I be a little afraid to be talking about it right now?
I'm not, Dave. I'm not claiming. Are they?
Is anyone in jail?
You might not even have known about the Russian money. I'm not trying to cast that blame on you. I'm just saying it's interesting that your show is so ideologically aligned with what Russia wants for the United States that they are going to give you money to continue to do it. That is the point.
What is it that I do for Russia?
You suck Donald Trump's dick without criticizing.
Like, what is? What the fuck is? What is Dave Rubin even doing for views now?
I don't even believe these. I bet a lot of these are fucking bought it. But like, holy fuck, this guy has like fucking 50 videos a day.
This guy in in the indictment, is on or about February 8th, 2023, blah, 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 advisor commentator one said, it would need to be close to 5 million yearly for him to be interested. That was for Tim Pool. And then commentator two said it would take $100,000 per weekly episode to make it worth his while. There is no fucking world where Dave Rubin is selling his dog shit content at that cost. I don't believe it. I don't even know where the fuck Dave Rubin exists outside of this YouTube channel. I don't know where he is. I don't know what shows he does. I don't know anybody that talks about it. Like, this guy is selling $100,000 individual episodes. Isn't that what the fucking cast of like Game of Thrones got paid per episode? There's no world. There is no fucking world. Watch one. Oh, is it not even his show anymore?
Privilege is a word that has taken quite a beating lately.
Wait, how old is this?
Privilege today seems to be the worst thing you can have.
I thought this was a nice video. We played a portion of this on Actual Friends last week. This is about a year ago, Jerry Seinfeld giving a commencement speech at Duke. And it's like, guys, maybe instead of brain rot and slot maxing and conspiratorial thinking and trying to destroy everything, maybe I can't believe we're going to kind of quote Jerry Seinfeld on what figuring out what life's really all about.
Privilege is a word that has taken quite a beating lately. Privilege today seems to be the worst thing you can have. I would like to take a moment to defend it. Again, a lot of you are thinking, I can't believe a wife comes in. Thanks. At you, producing a result and love.
And the richness, we're going to end with that. We had a little debate right before we started the show today whether we were going to end with that or not, because I wasn't sure if it really drove home the point, but now watching it for the third time today, it really does. What does he talk about? We have to figure out things that are based in the richness of the human experience. And he's talking about work and love because they're self-justified. What he's saying is, at the end there, all these other people, they're on these crazy pursuits that basically make them crazy. That's what the slot maxing is. That's what the conspiratorial thinking is. That's what trying to own everybody on Twitter and ratio these people. That's what all of that is. But what are the things that actually matter? They're self-justified. I love that. Work and love. Imagine if you spent most of your days trying to...
This guy is never selling 100,000 episode. No shot.
Any bad thing that he does.
All right, we got to pause. Right. Mason, you got to go.
Sorry.
Hello.
I actually will agree with you that establishment Democrats have done a really terrible job of ensuring that their policies reflect what the people actually want. Most people want universal health care.
No.
Most people want free higher education so that they can actually get a job and move up.
I don't know that it's most people, but a certain
people
set of people
will
do.
Say that they would love for the rich to be taxed at the same rate that they used to be, closer to want. Most people want universal health care.
No.
Most people want free higher education so that they can actually get a job and move up.
I don't know that it's most people, but a certain
people
set of people
will
do.
Say that they would love for the rich to be taxed at the same rate that they used to be, closer towards the 90%, rather than taxing the rest of the population that can barely pay their rent.
Yeah.
And then they're watching shows like yours, and they're hearing ideology more so than factual evidence.
Nobody
and they're saying, you know what? Yeah, the Democrats, establishment Democrats, haven't been doing much that they said that they were going to do. So let me listen to this guy, and everything you give is emotion and ideology. So yeah, sometimes people who don't have nearly as much critical thinking as they probably should are going to move to the right.
Yeah.
But honestly, the base that's actually growing are the progressive base. Young voters are becoming much and much more progressive than they ever were.
Yeah.
Why? Because again, most people.
Well,
want
I agree with that. That a lot of young people are very confused about what America is.
Oh, they're confused about what they want.
Yeah, they are. So
really?
So you want so
I mean, we could just do a few of what you just said. So how much money would you like to take from anyone to get whatever policy you want? What is the number? How much money should anyone have that you want to take to get whatever it is that you want done? Please give me a number.
It's interesting that you're using the rhetoric of taking when we're literally talking about a state, a society that functions solely through making sure that most people have their basic needs met.
So how much?
Establishment Democrats have moved so towards the corporatist side that they have forgotten what the people actually want.
So how much?
Where we disagree is your rhetoric around I'm going to take as much money as I can from the rich.
It is taking. It's not. What do you mean? If they say we're going to take it and you don't give it, they're going to put you in jail, right? So it is taking.
If it is so benevolent. If you don't pay taxes, you're going to jail.
If it is so benevolent to do these things, then why don't more people do it?
No, it's just part of being a person living in a country. Every country has taxes.
So how much of Elon Musk's money would you like to take from him to do what?
I would actually like for billionaires and the rich in general to pay the same amount that they were paying back in the 1950s.
Okay, so that's a rather radical position if you want.
In the 1950s?
Yeah.
Mostly it was Republicans that were in office.
So you want to give that money to the system and the government, which you don't seem to like very much, right? You're talking about corporate Democrats and you don't like the Republicans, but your solution seems to be, I will take more money and put it into the system to do what I want. What I would prefer to do is that, what I would prefer to do is that you have a job?
Of course.
Yeah, okay, so I would like you to keep more of your money. I want everyone, again, in this room to keep more of their money. Mm-hmm. You know what happens when rich people have more of their money? They hire more people. They invest in more things.
That is factually so untrue. It is crazy. And that's what I'm saying. People like you will spit out this rhetoric, and people who are living paycheck to paycheck and don't have nearly as much credit.
We got to pause it. We're out of time. Yeah. We're out of time.
My
final surrounding claim is that the modern left... And it didn't work.
What?
Yes or no? Didn't we have trickle-down economics for a long time and it wasn't working?
Well, it's not that it's not working. It's just retarded. It just doesn't... It fundamentally misunderstands the relationship. Like I've said this many times, labor is a cost of doing business. Your goal is to always minimize costs. That's it. The idea that if you have more money, you're going to just give it to workers, it doesn't make any sense, right? You hire more workers if you need them, but your goal is always to keep the cost of labor as low as possible. It's a cost of doing business. It's just retarded. It's retarded. What are you going to say? It's retarded.
Left cares more about ideology than reality.
All right. If you would like to debate this prompt, get to the chair in 3, 2, 1.
How's it going, Dave?
All right.
Let's talk about reality.
Okay.
Let's talk about three things that exist in reality. Climate change, Donald Trump lost the 2020 election, and vaccines out of COVID are effective and safe. The right does not accept any of those things.
Yeah.
Does Donald Trump accept the 2020 election results? And do Republicans broadly accept the 2020 election results still to this day?
I think there's a lot of questions.
The mothership is beaming down the talking point. What about Hillary Clinton saying that Donald Trump was an illegitimate president? Please bring it up. I'm going to come on. Please.
It's about the 2020 election.
Did Donald Trump accept it?
Does Donald Trump? I think he thinks something went awry.
So he does not accept it. Now, did Donald Trump lose the 2020 election?
I don't know. No, I know. Yeah, that's the truth. I know that he was not the president by the end of that, but I do know that in all the chaos of COVID.
They always have that talking point too, right? Joe Biden was the president next.
Mail-in ballots and everything else. That somehow magically Joe Biden got something like 20 million more votes than Barack Obama. That's a little bit curious.
Yeah. So it was incredibly high in that election because voting was made easier.
Oh, because voting you might think it have something to do if you are doing mail-in ballots. There might be a little more access to fraudulent abilities.
You might think that, but you have to actually provide evidence.
I'm just skeptical. I don't know. I'm skeptical.
Okay.
I'm skeptical of what? You just randomly skeptical of the results of the? Are you skeptical of the results of the last election? You fucking.
No, I would venture to say that a little skepticism is probably a good
thing. Not when you're selectively skeptical, dipshit.
Also, the COVID vaccines didn't work. I mean, that's a fact.
Yeah, it's absolutely not a fact, but okay.
That is not a fact. That is
If you got a COVID vaccine, could you get COVID?
He thought he cooked there. He was, oh my God, he thought he was fucking, do I have the fucking thing? Oh my God, I didn't put the interstellar sound. Have I ever used the interstellar soundboard thing before? I never have.
I'm pretty sure you have.
Have I? Oh, it's not interstellar. God damn it. Okay, hold on. Cut this part of the stream out.
That is not a fact.
That isn't. If you got a COVID vaccine, could you get COVID?
The claim was you transmit it.
This is telling. Is not how vaccines or diseases or anything works.
That's not interstellar. That's the fucking.
I said Oppenheimer, idiot.
Shut up.
You weren't even listening.
Never that transmission was at 0%.
Joe Biden.
And then they run through all the quote. Joe Biden said, if you get vaccinated, you won't transmit the disease.
Hold on. Joe Biden, if you get the COVID vaccine, you will not get nor transmit COVID.
Okay,
that is what Joe Biden
said. But that's not the claim.
Anthony Fauci said that repeatedly.
That's not what the right claims about the COVID vaccine, like, similar to yourself.
The right?
We're talking about whether or not.
It's so funny that the only people who ever heard this were the right. Because nobody on the left ever thought this, because this is not what any of them said. That's a lie that they say over and over and over again.
The right or the left accepts reality, correct? So the right claims that the COVID vaccine is unsafe and ineffective. Yeah, that's not true.
That is true.
Of the people who died from COVID, are the vast majority of them unvaccinated or vaccinated?
Hold on. Do you know
unvaccinated?
It's because they were fat.
I know a young guy who's in his early 20s who never had any health. Wait. He, who had never had any health problems. Young, healthy guy in his early.
Oh, and then he got the fucking COVID shot and he died.
Early 20s, who had to get the COVID vaccine to go to college, and he now has myocarditis.
Okay.
Is that...
Chronic? His heart is inflamed forever? That's not even how that works. He doesn't even know what it means. He doesn't even know what the disease is. He has no idea what he's talking about.
Does that interest you at all? Does that interest you? He had no reason to get a vaccine that would stop him. It did not stop him from getting COVID.
No reason to get any vaccine ever. Just fight.
You could still transmit COVID.
We don't use anecdotes in science. This is let's pull it back to reality, right? Yeah. This is why science is so important. This is why science is actually science. We understand that anecdotes aren't a good tool to use when assessing scientific research.
So you think the government should have been allowed to force people to get a vaccine. Okay, that was rushed through by Operation Warp Speed, which was Donald Trump, a guy you don't seem to like very much.
Right. But we're pivoting. I'm okay with Operation Warp Speed. The guy that
you seem to be quite deranged about, Donald Trump, pushes through a vaccine very fast, and you're
right,
okay
because
with
I
that.
Want to ensure that people are healthy. But what I don't like is the fact that Republicans and especially like right-wing influencers downplayed the efficacy of vaccines and claimed that they were unsafe or ineffective.
But they were ineffective.
No, they weren't.
Young healthy people had no reason.
If it reduces the rate of transmission. That is literally what a vaccine is intended to do.
We were sold. The bill of goods that they sold us was that you would not get nor transmit COVID. That is the president of the United States' words as he was forcing people to get that vaccine.
If he said that, then I would agree that his assessment of it was
false. He's the president of the United States.
Do you think, wait,
child thing right here? See the adult child thing happening right now? The president of the United States should never lie. The president of the United States should be correct about every single thing he says. The president of the United States should be an expert in every topic. But whenever Trump tweets like the 400 millionth unhinged thing of the fucking day, well, he just does a little memery. Also, Biden never said this. This has never been the position. I think there might have been one person one time that was in the administration that said something that they shouldn't have. That was part, I think, the FDA. And then that night, I think the admin clarified her comments or something because she overstated the strength or whatever of the vaccine. But this idea that everybody's saying, if you got vaccinated, you'll never transfer the vaccine, it's bullshit. It's not true.
Why is he lying?
Because what they do is they'll clip these things where... I did so many of these. I hunted them down because there were 50 of these stupid fucking comments that I chased down in Twitter threads where Biden will be saying something where he'll be saying we know that now that the vaccine is out, that if you get vaccinated, the chances of you contracting and transmitting COVID are way, way, way lower. So everybody's got to get out there and they got to get the vaccine. If you get the vaccine, you're not going to transmit COVID. He would say something like that and they would cut the last two sentences. And they'd be, he said it 100%. But if you ever listen to any of these speeches, they never, ever said that. Right? It's obvious. You listen to the sentence or two before. Nobody had that understanding. Even the memes at the time didn't make sense, right? Everybody's like, oh, did you get the Moderna or the Pfizer? Or did you get the Johnson & Johnson? Why would that even be a meme if all the vaccines were 100%? Nobody on the left thought this. Nobody on the right thought this. It was just a lie that they invented post hoc to try to pretend that they said the vaccines were 100%. He's just fucking retarded.
No one said that. Yeah.
Agree that his assessment of it was
false. He's the president of the United States.
Speaking of the president of the United States, how about Donald Trump in suggesting that people should drink bleach or do hydroxychloroquine?
He was just asking questions about that, though.
The president of the United States.
The bleach thing is a completely made up farce. The bleach. He told people to inject bleach. Have you seen the whole quote? You think he told people to inject bleach?
Now he wants to talk about the whole quote.
The quote. Now, yeah. See, the selective thing is fucking bullshit.
You suggested that things like hydroxychloroquine were effective at means at preventing COVID. That's not the case.
There were all sorts of other treatments. There were monoclonal treatments. People did use HCQ. People used other things, but that doesn't mean that the vaccines were the most safe and effective means. There used to be something called herd immunity. There used to be that
vaccines can go to that. What do you mean? Yeah, you get herd immunity from anything if enough people die fast enough. This is so dumb. It's okay.
Young people would actually go outside and get sun and run around and do exercise and not be sitting inside playing video games all day and taking takeout food and getting fatter and everything else. You might want to encourage people to be healthy rather than take a largely experimental vaccine that turned out not to be a vaccine.
It was, first, I don't know what you mean by it.
This is the downloaded Republican document. Well, a vaccine, they expanded the definition. I don't even know. Jordan Peterson said this. It doesn't matter. This is the one thing they disavow. Jordan Peterson ran through the same stupid fucking retarded argument. It's clearly a vaccine. It doesn't mean it's
0% transmissibility.
Okay, we got pause there. You've been voted out.
Okay.
Papa.
Ooh, smooth.
Hi. Hi. My name's Miriam.
Nice to meet you.
Wait, I wasn't watching. What was smooth? What'd you do?
Ooh, smooth.
Hi.
Okay. You know
Hi. My name's Miriam.
Nice to meet you.
So, I would just like to get into the fact that I think it's actually conservatives and Republicans who don't live in reality. Because in reality, Trump is actually making it worse for people who claim they want affordability. Nothing in the big, beautiful
bill actually helps poor Americans. It actually increased their taxes and gave tax breaks to corporations and the ultra wealthy. So if we want to talk about who's not living in reality, I think it's the people who are poor but support Trump because they think
that the big ugly bill.
True.
He likes them.
Well, again, I think one of the consistent themes here is that we just have a fundamental difference on what makes an economy work and what I think makes an economy work.
Is you got to get government out of the way and deregulate everything.
Lower taxes for everybody.
So did he lower taxes for everybody, or did he actually increase taxes for the poor?
He didn't increase taxes for the poor.
You can actually go look at it. But if you are poor, after the Big Beautiful Act, you're actually paying more taxes.
What do you mean by poor? What qualifies as poor?
You make under a certain amount.
Yeah. Well, if you make under something like $50,000, you basically pay no taxes anyway. But if the argument, you guys seem to keep coming around to the argument that if you could just take more from a certain set of people, that we could solve all.
I'm not even arguing that right now. I'm saying that Trump is not helping people at all. He's not giving tax breaks to them. He's giving tax breaks to the ultra wealthy when he should be giving tax breaks to you said everybody.
So you like.
Well, no, I'm saying if you want to be like logically consistent, you would give tax breaks to everybody, but he's not doing that.
The poorest people.
Well, I mean, everybody. No, that's don't. If you've never filed your own taxes, guys, just don't talk about taxes, okay? Everybody got tax breaks under Trump. Even in the first Trump Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, everybody got more money.
Pay virtually no tax. The poorest people pay virtually no tax. And again, the 1% pay 47%. So what percentage would you find acceptable? I really mean that. I seem to not be able to get an answer.
I don't want to get into the actual specifics.
Well, of course
no,
you don't.
Because
of course
I'm here
to
actually. Oh, on this one thing, Dave Rubin wants to get into the specifics because this is like the one talking point he's memorized.
Please say that.
So Elon Musk, who's sending people to Mars.
I think this is not relevant,
Teslas,
though.
He's doing
this is not relevant to your prompts.
No, because you have to. Because human flourishing is important. And when you take someone
human
like Elon
Musk. Human flourishing, yes, is important. Who works for Elon Musk?
Yeah, 144,000 people.
Okay, so should those people also be getting tax breaks?
Of course.
Why aren't they under his policy?
But they are. How many people do you think Elon Musk pays that are making less than $50,000? I'm going to venture to say it's virtually nobody. Virtually nobody at his companies. That basically everybody's making over 50. That means those people, almost everybody, got a tax break or a tax rebate under Donald Trump. But even
I implore everyone to look that up.
I implore them as well.
You've been voted out.
Damn, they kicked this girl off fast.
Hi. How are you? Love the hair.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So I kind of just want to echo what everyone else has been saying. I do agree that the Republican Party, I feel like, has been much more focused on ideology than reality. And
this girl's a killer. Okay.
Specifically, Trump made several campaign promises to his voters that he hasn't come through on, and yet we continue to hear you guys bootlick him all the time. And it's very frustrating to me.
The topic
not
is the
holding...
modern left cares more about ideology.
Yeah, and I disagree with the claim. Yeah. I think the modern right cares more about ideology. I mean, let's look at some of the things that Trump ran on, right? Yeah.
He ran on American First. Girl.
Yeah.
America First campaign, and then he bombs Venezuela. Then he doesn't end the war in Israel, even though he promised he was going to do that.
What,
he starts
the
conflict.
War is over. The war's over.
No, it's
what do you mean?
Very much.
There's
no.
A ceasefire. There's
no, not Israel Bells. No, anything but that. No.
Not one Israeli in Gaza. The hostages are home. There's
no,
a reconstruction.
That is absolutely not true. That is fundamentally false.
Wait, you're saying there are hostages in Gaza right now and the war is continuing?
The conflict has continued. Yes, there have continued to be bombs. And moving
they're bombing Gaza right now. That's what you're telling me?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not true.
I mean, I know you get your news from Grok, but like this is a fact that is continuing to happen. So he promises to be America First, right? Yeah. He doesn't end the war in Israel. He starts a war in Iran while simultaneously defunding the VA, right? So he's sending people to go fight an unnecessary war while defunding the organization and the institution that helps those people. That's not America First at all. He promised he was going to drain the swamp, and then he puts Cash Patel, who's drunk at work. Then he puts Pam Bondi in, who's numpty, right? She ain't doing shit. Then he puts Kristi Noem and her big booby boyfriend in, right? He didn't drain the swamp at all. He dumped raw sewage in the swamp. Like, he hasn't come through on any of his promises, and you continue to defend him. You are not accepting the reality that Trump failed his voters.
The topic here is the modern left cares more about ideology than reality.
Yes, you're giving me, you're giving the modern right cares more about ideology than reality.
But that's not what the topic is. If you want to talk about what my claim was, it's that the modern left...
I am referencing your... You just don't want to interact with this because you know you're going to lose. You don't want to say the Pam Bondi was good.
I'll tell you what my claim is. The modern left, which cares more about trans ideology,
claim,
which cares more about racial ideology.
No, you're trying to focus on your definition of progressivism.
I'm going on what's on the paper.
You're focusing
right
on your definition of progressivism because you don't want to admit that Trump has failed his voters.
No,
Trump has failed his voters. He has not come through on his promises.
He said
he was going to be tough on crime, especially immigrants, but he pardons the president of Honduras, who was literally in jail for smuggling 400 tons of cocaine into the U.S. He has not come through.
That was a sick deal, actually, that we got.
With his promises.
I'm confused.
And
so you want the government to be tougher on crime? Is that what you're
telling me? He got him with that one. Tougher. She was in favor of police ever.
Into the U.S.? He has not come through with his promises.
Well, I'm confused.
And your
you want the government to be tougher on crime? Is that what you're telling me?
He has like these automatic triggers where anytime somebody says something like ever, like... In 2014, there was this horrible thing where this evil guy came and murdered a bunch of people, and like, you know, some of the criminal people got deported that were part of his gang. Oh, wait. So you're pro deportation? Like,
But that's what he promised his voters.
You want a left? You're a lefty, and you want, so you want the government.
I'm just looking at reality. The reality is Trump made a promise that he did not keep.
Yeah.
His actions do not align with what he ran on.
I actually wish Donald Trump was being harder on crime.
Exactly.
And I actually wish.
But the fact that you defended him for the last 3 hours proves that you're not in touch with the reality of the situation.
No, I wish he was doing more as it came to deportations. You can only do so many things at once. You don't get everything that you want all the time.
You just defended Trump's deportation policy.
No.
So you wish he was doing more or you're defending it? What is it?
No, I like the policy. I wish he was doing more.
Okay,
I wish he was doing more.
The fact that you are continuing to support a president who has not.
He wishes he does more deportations.
I don't know. They're just like.
Like, round up more random people, throw them in a fucking van, and ship them out?
When you're dealing with retards, okay, there's, like, a good thing, and they think that if it's, like, a good thing, you just seem even more and more of the good thing, because it's going to be even gooder. That's... Shrimple as.
Come through on his party promises is delusions.
No, it's not delusions.
It is delusions.
Donald Trump, as I said at the beginning,
you sat here and defended him for so long.
If Donald Trump did nothing else other than close the borders, he has already done more than enough for the country.
You think in 4 years a president's only responsibility is to close the borders? He's supposed to be running the free world. He's supposed to be running the entire country. That's all you care about is the border?
If you have a slow...
What about healthcare? What about the national debt? He's increased the national debt by $2.5 trillion. You don't care about that?
If you have a slow, soft invasion of your country...
Wait, what? By more than that, no? Yeah, okay. Yeah, you were the whole... first term here.
Then at the very least, you can close the borders and start kicking out the people who are not supposed to be here.
Okay, but you just said if the only thing that Trump did is close the borders, that would be an effective presidency to you?
If the only thing he did. No, I want him to do more.
Okay, so then why would you say...
He's not even answering the question.
That him closing the borders would be an effective presidency, the end full stop.
If I was Donald Trump, because presidents have to do a lot of different things at once.
Okay, but you just said if he did one singular thing, that's a good president to you? Really?
Relative to where we were with Joe Biden...
That sounds like a lame duck presidency. If the only thing he can accomplish in 4 years is one thing...
You want to have a silly semantic argument. I think you understand the point that I'm making, that in and of itself, closing the border is by far the most important thing that had to happen.
Absolutely.
By far.
So you don't care
we
that,
had an invasion into this country. 16 to 20 million people, on top of the fact that we probably had at least 12 million illegals here in the first place.
So you don't care that he just cut $1 trillion from Medicaid. You don't care that he defunded the EPA.
I don't care that he defunded the EPA, but that's besides the point.
None of those things. You don't care. It's just as long as he does immigration, you're happy? That's delusional. You're not accepting the reality of the issues in this country.
No, it's interesting. You guys all seem to hate the government and hate Donald Trump, but you love government programs. I don't understand. That seems to be the disconnect with progressives as a general rule.
Yes, we love government programs when they are effective in supporting the needs of the United States citizens.
I offer that most of you guys who are in your 20s, you don't really understand how the world works.
We got to pause here. We've been voted out by the majority. Please return to your seat.
Good move. How you doing?
So your fundamental claim is that the left is more in touch with ideology than reality, right?
Yeah.
Make America Great Again is an ideological claim, that they are trying to make America great again. That is fundamentally incongruous with reality, because Donald Trump is not making America great. He's attacking the fundamental fabric that makes America, America. For example, birthright citizenship. One of the things that distinguishes us from other countries in the Western world, in first world countries, is that we have just solely. If someone's born here, they're an American. If someone believes in the ideals of America, they're an American.
No, wait, but that's just not true. Someone believes in the ideals of America, they're American. So someone in Canada believes in the ideals of America, they're American.
To quote the great conservative thinker Ronald Reagan, there are millions of unknowing Americans.
But they have to become Americans.
The conservative ideology of the 1980s actually invited people into America that were going to work hard and build a better life. Not people who tried to destroy America by removing those people.
Well, first off, you would agree that they have to come legally?
I think that we need to reform our legal process so that people can come here legally effectively. Trump has actually shut down legal immigration more than he shut down illegal immigration.
Well, no, that's not true. The border is completely closed. There are people that are waiting in line to get
so that's not true. Trump has sent back about 80,000 people over the course of the second administration. Biden sent away 956,000. When it comes to border crossings, Biden stopped much more border crossings than Trump did. I'm not saying that's a good or bad thing. I'm just saying, objectively speaking,
wait.
On a per-year basis, Biden stopped more border crossings than Trump did.
Is anyone coming through the border right now?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, what numbers are coming through? I mean, the border is
I don't know the exact
zero.
Number. The
borders,
we don't actually
borders,
track that. We only
borders,
track border crossings are stopped.
The borders are completely closed, and they were wide open under Biden. But the Reagan comment that you just made is that ideologically, it's a beautiful thing about this country, which is interesting, which is that, yes, anyone can become an American, but you don't become an American by believing in American ideals. You become an American by having a set of beliefs and then applying to become a citizen and doing it lawfully and legally. And that is completely not what we have had for the 4 years before Donald Trump.
So to become an American, either you're born here or you immigrate here and then you get legal residence and eventually from there you become a citizen. If that's the case and that's what we're respecting, why is Stephen Miller ordering 3,500 deportations a day and then to do that?
But
the Trump
people who are here illegally.
No,
people,
because
so
Trump,
you're
removed, Trump tried to remove temporary protected status of over 500,000 people who are here legally so that they could reach the 3,500 mark. If someone is changing the law to make someone's legal status illegal,
hold on. Are you
that's
saying,
not coming after people who are here illegally.
You're saying we're deporting legal
We're actually deporting
American
citizens.
Citizens.
We deported a 4-year-old kid with lung cancer. We deported a 10-year-old kid with brain cancer.
If you're talking about because the father was.
They deported a 10-year-old kid with brain cancer.
You're talking about because the father was illegal and they didn't want to break up the family.
Was the kid an American citizen or not?
By the law of the United States, if the kid was born here by birthright
citizenship than he was. But are you saying
why are you deporting an American citizen?
Because they were deporting the father.
Why
so
are you deporting
the
reality is that the kid is an American citizen? Why are you deporting an American citizen? Unless you're ignoring the material reality.
Want to separate the father from the child?
No, but if they're receiving medical treatment, life-saving medication in a first world country, great, if the worst healthcare situation in a first world country, I think you're
talking about the same case. So in this specific case, you grant that the father was illegal, right?
We're talking about multiple cases. There's a 4-year-old kid with lung cancer, 10-year-old kid with brain cancer.
Was illegal, correct?
From my understanding, one of the parents was not documented.
Right, so they didn't. So they didn't want to break up the family. I don't think you would want to do that.
Okay, if they were acting in the best interest of the child, why were they withholding medication and detention?
We got to pause here.
Again, the father was illegal. They didn't want to break up the family.
We got to pause here, even though
we got to pause, Ruben.
Oh, listen, Dave, I'm going to be honest. I'm a little tired, but I'm not the president, so I'm not going to fall asleep, okay? Give me a second.
Oh!
So I want to defend the Democratic Party because...
Did you think that was funny?
I thought it was absolutely hilarious, but let's slow down. First of all, I'm pretty sure you talked a lot of shit about Joe Biden, who's demented, but I don't want to talk about that. I want to defend the Democratic Party.
Yeah. Do you think Joe Biden had cognitive problems?
I'm joking. Hold on. Yeah. I'm joking. Okay. Yeah. The Democratic Party is...
Are you an improv or something?
He's pressed, dude.
I'm just curious.
Can we lock in or
just trying to
lock in? Okay. Listen.
Yeah, no, I'm listening. I'm trying to read what's going on.
The Democratic Party, the left, is clearly receptive to the needs of the American people because it's shown in the elections. It's shown in the candidates that they're giving out. If you need Zoran Mamdani in New York, you'll get it. If you need Abigail Spanberger in Virginia, you'll get it. If you need James Tallarico in Texas, Ossoff in Georgia, you're going to get it. But you know what party hasn't changed their mind? What party is so crazy that they will go back on their number one campaign promise and say affordability is a hoax? It's MAGA. And it's evident that, hold on, a lot of people say Trump is stupid. And I think he's a little dumb, but I think he's also malicious. Reality is what Donald Trump makes. And a perfect example is his response to a tragedy. When Charlie Kirk was murdered, hours before there was even a suspect in custody, Donald Trump blamed half of the electorate. Nancy Mace said the Democrats
own this in front of media without knowing a single fucking thing about the shooter. Unbelievable. What?
Moody. Fuck that lady.
Yes?
She didn't even get Donald Trump's fucking approval. Dumbass bitch.
For what?
She didn't get his nominee or whatever, his backing for what she's running for, governor, I guess, in whatever state. Endorsement, that's the word.
Oh. Good. Fuck her.
Van Orden said that it was the fake news media for peddling these radical points. You know what AOC said? This is a time that we need unity. This is a time we need to come together. We need to deal with political violence. Yeah. The Republican Party, MAGA, uses death as a cudgel to justify the unjustifiable.
True.
And that
True.
Is denying reality.
Oh, but let me tell you, what about the BLM riots?
Let's make reality whatever you want it to be. And people like you are corrupted enough to spew it all over.
And all the leftist shooters.
Social media.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll respond. Of all the people, I have to say you're the worst, like, by far.
Yeah, because you're having a lot of trouble responding to things I say.
You honestly believe that there is a moral equivalence to the tone and tenor of what goes on the right versus what goes on the left?
Yes, King. Broaden it. Who are the left? It's whoever conservative media shows you. True. Let's go. Hit up those Twitter accounts. I'm so ready for it. Let's go, Dave.
Did Hassan Piker, who is the number one influencer on the left, did he not just go on an interview? I'll give you two examples. He went on an interview a couple weeks ago.
Hassan is not an elected leader. Hassan is not the leadership of the Democratic Party. Go on these Twitter accounts and these streamers, bro.
And said that he understands why Luigi Mangione killed Brian Thompson, the UnitedHealthcare CEO. When you guys open up that Pandora's box, guess what? There's a lot of people that don't like your ideology. And once you can kind of excuse violence, it's come in every which way. And then it happened again in the New York Times interview that he did 2 weeks ago. He said the same thing. Well, Donald Trump, a lot of people don't like Donald Trump, so I can kind of understand why people might kill him. Once you guys do that, once you go past that red line, it literally ends the fabric of what this country is.
The president of the United States is talking about executing sitting members of Congress, bro.
Because we are allowed to have political disagreements. We have deep political disagreements. I would never tacitly endorse or pretend to condone someone if they tried to violently harm you or any of...
Ask him about the... He already defended the congressman execution thing earlier, but that doesn't count.
These people.
What
but subtly on the left...
What did he say about the guy who... Mueller.
Oh, who knows? Maybe it was just a tweet or meme where he would say, I wouldn't support that. I don't know. Let's see what he says.
That is being allowed. And that is
there's like, what about Rob Schneider? Was it Robert Dan Schneider? Yeah, when he died, he's like, yeah, terminal Trump derangement syndrome. There's a million things for David to choose him. Where does he go? Let's see.
And that simply is not happening on the right. That simply is not happening.
Okay, we got to stop there because we're out of time.
No!
Dave, we are now at the final portion of the video. Please look around the room. Choose somebody who you haven't spoken to or who you want to speak to more. They will bring their own claim, and you'll debate for 10 minutes.
Sure. I have to say, first off, I thoroughly enjoyed this, believe it or not. This is what it's all about. We can agree to disagree. It's what my entire career in life has been about, so that's just fine. There was some odd moments of real tension, and I could see some real hatred in a couple of the eyes, but two that I did not see it in were you and you. So this is a complete toss-up with the two of you. But I actually think our conversation was the most interesting, and I think there's...
Oh, my God. It was so much pressure. He has to bring on the most agreeable person. God, these people are pussy. Oh, my God.
Most room to try to get something on the other side of it, so I'd love to bring it back up.
Yeah.
My surrounded claim is trans rights are human rights. One of the first initiatives of Donald Trump in this current presidency, he put forth an executive order essentially attempting to ban gender-affirming healthcare for people under 19 years of age. Yeah. And when we say under 19 years of age, this also includes adults who are 18 years old, who are old enough to go off and die in a war for oil, imperialism in Israel, but they can't get their own healthcare decisions.
Okay, let's see this. I love
how
you got to Israel. Israel is the one place in the Middle East that you could go and you'd be celebrating.
Israel!
You probably might find quite interesting. Anyway, as far as the claim, I 100% believe that trans rights are human rights or trans people should be treated equally at 100%. So what your claim is that people are under, say, 19, right? Now, that's a different thing. If you are going to chemically castrate a kid, or if you are going to give them hormone blockers or a series of other things when they're 5, 6, 7, 12, and they're in the middle of what?
It is happening.
Or if you are going to literally have schools where they're calling a child...
Should gay kids be allowed to date? For all these people who are like, you can't have hormones if you're a trans kid or whatever, should gay kids be allowed to date? That should be a question that they have to answer. I want to hear that. I want to hear the answer.
Breaking news in the group chat, Stephen?
That's not breaking. That's like an hour old at least.
Dan.
By different gender and different name without learning parents, these things are happening. Then I'm not for that. But however, I'll use your money. I'm 39. I'll use your money as long as you treat yourself. I want you to treat it under law with 100% equality. Every single thing that I and everyone in this country should be treated, which is quality of opportunity and quality of law, you should be treated. I'm not interested in talking about sexuality. It's actually a very important part of my life in a weird way. And maybe that's because I'm 50 next month. And as time goes by, you realize you are who you are and you do that
kind of work. In a weird way, it's such a weird way that being gay is an important part of that. My partner, my adoption, yeah.
But I understand feeling. I grew up in a time when everyone was married. When I was a kid, for however confused I was or anything else, there was no thought of the future. There wasn't even a thing. Like, there was literally no future. And then magic happened over time, and we got equal rights. I've been married for a long time. I've been married for 13 years. I've been married for 15 years.
He means Magic Johnson.
I'm not in this relationship with two most incredible kids who I want to grow up with the most amount of respect and love, and we're safe and cherish all those wonderful things. As I hope if you want, you will get in your life too. The reason I mention that is because the difference between equal rights for everybody, versus what you might do to a child are very different things. If there's a child who, I suspect when you were a young kid, how old were you? You were in the.
I was five.
Okay, I accept that.
That's how old you were when you realized you were gay.
I'm not coming out very late for a series of other reasons.
Okay.
Only after 10 p.m., so I don't know what time to say. Okay, there you go. Okay, wait, I'm really, I think I'm ready to all out here. The only thing I would say, related to a five-year-old who is having gender dysphoria or whatever term you want to apply to, is that you should wait until the child can make those decisions properly for themselves. That your brain at five was not developed enough to do. And there was so much social pressure over the last couple of years to trans kids. Abigail Schreier wrote an incredible book about this, that a certain amount of social contagion. That is true. That is incredibly true. I'm not saying it was you, right? I'm friends with Blair White. I believe that Blair was biologically a male and believes that she, and I will call her she because she treats me with respect, respect, that she transitioned when the time is right. The issue for most people on the right is about the kids. I can tell you, it's funny because a lot of you try to use my sexuality against me. Yeah, I got it. Listen, a lot of you try to use my sexuality against me. And I can tell you, it's interesting because you guys also think sexuality is very important, right? So you think I would have afforded. As someone that travels in circles that you guys don't, I go to who can have a family, you know, that job.
Less than five, now I have
so it's like, I'm taking part of children, and adults.
I appreciate your kindness, I appreciate you not gendering me, I appreciate you treating me like I'm just a regular human being. Trans people, we are regular human beings with the same struggles, trying to get to this life, actually more struggles, because you have this whole group of people who want to take away our rights. Somebody's going to
want to do your rights. Okay, I'm good. This is fucking boring.
Remember to hit that like and subscribe, and don't forget the notification bell so that my videos show up right in your feed.